News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is offering illegal immigrants $1,000 if they self-deport and voluntarily return to their homelands. Expect more delays and flight cancellations today at Newark Liberty International Airport in the New York City area amid equipment failure and staffing issues. The Trump administration puts Harvard on notice. A university which has a roughly $53 billion endowment should expect no more federal grants.
The U.S. Education Secretary claimed Harvard was making a mockery of America's higher education system. Linda McMahon said the university needs to address anti-Semitism concerns stemming from pro-Palestinian protests on campus, as well as school policies that consider a student's race. The school said the letter reinforces demands which impose unprecedented and improper control over the university and makes new threats to illegally withhold funding for life-saving research.
The BBC's Carl Naisman. A pro-Palestinian protest resulting in arrests on the campus of the University of Washington, Seattle. Fires were started and the demonstrators occupied a building. Canada's new prime minister calls on President Trump today at the White House.
President Trump told reporters yesterday he wasn't sure why newly elected Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney was meeting with him today. He suggested that Carney may want to discuss a trade deal with the United States. During his successful campaign, Carney stood up to Donald Trump, vowing that Canada would never become America's 51st state.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Defense Secretary Hegseth ordering the active duty military to shed 20% of its four-star generals. He's also telling the National Guard to cut 20% of its top positions. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 290 points lower. NASDAQ futures down 226. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com. And get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good morning, 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with KC and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking for an accident scene, southbound. I just found it. Southbound I-95. It's in the area at Montgomery Road. So I'm just getting a look at it, and some of the particulars are just coming in. So 95 Montgomery Road, it's going to be in the area not too far from Route 100. Right now, it's not looking too good for the traffic southbound. A lot of equipment on the scene, and right now, most of the lanes aren't moving on 95. Been a couple of wrecks on the Capitol Beltway, on the shoulder, on the inner loop, about 2 miles before the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and there are delays crossing the American Legion Bridge on the outer loop into Northern Virginia, and that accident about 20 minutes ago was still blocking the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll be dodging raindrops the next couple of days. Just a few showers or a rumble of thunder today, 78. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 77 the high. Scattered showers in the afternoon, Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 62 degrees. Baltimore, a few degrees warmer at 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland has joined a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration for its attempt to freeze the development of wind energy. AG Anthony Brown and a coalition of 18 counterparts say the president's directive harms efforts to secure reliable, diversified, and affordable sources of energy that will reduce pollutants, meet clean energy goals, and address climate change. Brown says the administration's outrageous and unlawful freeze, that's a quote, on wind energy development is nothing short of a direct assault on Maryland's future climate security and economic prosperity. Bolivar County woman has pled guilty to a charge of second-degree depraved heart murder in the 2022 death of her one-year-old daughter. 23-year-old Aurelie Montgomery was arrested after police responded to her home for an unresponsive child. Medics pronounced Naima Gilliard dead at the medical examiner's office, where she had died from multiple injuries, and the manner of death was homicide. Montgomery faces 10 to 22 years in prison when she is sentenced in July. Bolivar jury has convicted the suspect charged in a deadly double shooting in the 200 block of East Street. Deontay Price was found guilty of first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and other charges in the ghost gun shooting death of 19-year-old Dabre Edwards and the non-fatal shooting of another man in 2023. 6:06 right now on WCBM. Pick 3 or lottery number 418. Pick 4, 4767. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented 3-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, as inevitable as the news was, it still comes as a shock. The email from the Ravens at 4:55 p.m. yesterday, a statement from Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta that after 13 seasons, the Ravens were releasing Justin Tucker. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh gave us an inkling of what was to come at his press conference on Sunday when asked about Tucker's future.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration.
Tucker, the most accurate kicker in NFL history, dubbed the GOAT, the greatest of all time, but allegations of inappropriate behavior during massage therapy sessions came to light in January of this year, allegations of acts committed years ago. And then 13 days ago, the Ravens drafted a kicker for the first time in franchise history, as Harbaugh alluded to, and now Tucker's release paves the way for Tyler Loop to become the next Ravens kicker. Coming up in 30 minutes, though, the Ravens set to sign another kicker to compete with Tyler Loop. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, May 6, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Ilhan Omar says it's time to profile white men. We'll take a look at Schumer versus AOC. But our top story here today, 13 seasons in a Ravens uniform, and the Ravens cut kicker Justin Tucker yesterday saying it was a football decision. A football decision. This coming after Sashi Brown, the team president, said about a month or so ago that the Ravens would wait to make a decision on Tucker until the NFL finished its investigation into Tucker on allegations of inappropriate touching and inappropriate sexual behavior by a number of masseuses in the area, spas, none of whom have come forward to identify themselves and accuse Justin Tucker directly. Okay, so the Ravens have every right, Gary Stein joining us here in this segment, to do whatever they want to do with their football team.
Yep.
But I'm sorry, I'm not buying this as a football decision. Do you?
No, it's clearly not a football decision. If it was a football decision, I think that he would still be on the team. Because after, and I know he had a lot of problems last year with kicking, but after the bye, he didn't miss one. He was perfect. He hit a 52-yarder. I think he hit another 50-yarder. He was perfect on extra points. He was perfect in the playoffs. He still has a leg left. I think it was telling that in the Ravens' statement, they didn't mention anything about inappropriate sexual behavior. And I think the reason why is because there's a situation with the collective bargaining agreement that protects players in certain situations because an investigation isn't complete and charges haven't been filed and we don't know the truth of the situation, they can't release him for that. They have to say it's a football decision because, as you just said, they can do whatever they want with their football team. So they have to say to protect themselves that it is a football decision. But clearly it's not.
No. I don't like the way this has happened. I particularly don't like the way that after all this time, not a single masseuse has stepped forward to say, I'm one of those individuals. Here's my story. Here's what had happened. The idea that somebody has now lost his gig because of a set of anonymous accusations still troubles me. Whether or not they're credible, then if the Ravens were saying last month we're going to wait until there's a decision from the NFL, then wait until there's a decision from the NFL. Or if these women begin to step forward and say, okay, it happened to me on this date. Okay, well, it happened to me on this date.
Yeah, and then you have cap implications as far as if, well, I think a post-June 1st release would
right,
save so them they, up.
Right, they've already announced that they are going to release them after June 1.
After June 1.
So it's going to save them $4 million in cap money this year. Look, I'm okay with the women not stepping forward because I think that the blowback that would happen today in today's world with social media would not be good for these women.
What happens if the NFL concludes its investigation and doesn't find any merit to the allegations? Did the Ravens suffer any credibility with fans or anybody else for that matter for cutting? This is a guy that's a multi-Pro Bowl kicker, the most accurate kicker in history, although last year was a little bit of an off year, but as you said, after the bye, he kicked really well. They suffer any kind of blowback for this decision?
I don't think they suffer blowback. I can't even say the word. I don't even think they suffer blowback. I think that this was a non-football decision, and I just think that...
No, but they're saying it was a football decision.
Right. I understand that, but I think that you're going to find that the investigation will conclude that he did these things.
Okay.
I think that they wouldn't have released him unless they knew that...
So you're saying you think they know something, and they're just getting ahead of the investigation.
Don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look...
No.
Where there's smoke, sometimes there's fire. Sometimes, like in the Duke lacrosse story, there isn't. It's hard to say.
It's been 3 months. I think it's pretty clear.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
Appreciate that. 613.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker. How are you?
Well, remember all the fun we had yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, today we have it again.
Oh, good.
95 South, she's just unbelievable, closed right now. Before you get to Route 100, here's the problem. going to have to make the move back at I-195, which is the airport cutoff, because after that, you have the Patapsco River Bridge, and there are no other exits from that point down to Route 100. The traffic is sitting still right here at the airport cutoff. That's your point of no return. Take I-195 over to the Parkway or Route 1. You're going to go south from there. And last report, they're going to be closed. It may be closed for a while. That's the word we have right now for 95 at Route 100. So, of course, we're going to have to keep an eye on that to see if and when we might get some lanes open. But the last time I looked at it, it's not a very good situation for the traffic going south. Let me just change one more camera here. Yeah, right where 895 comes into 95 in Howard County, everybody's just sitting still. And I saw probably 3-4 medic units on 95 at the accident scene. So get away from 95 now as soon as you can, even the Beltway down to Route 1 or the Parkway, getting away, because you're not going to go anywhere at least for the time being. Had a wreck just south of the American Legion Bridge on the Capitol Beltway. Left-hand lane was blocked, removing traffic, but it's slow back to River Road. If you're out early in Perry Hall, there was a report of an overturned vehicle, Honeygold Boulevard, just after the intersection at Joppa Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says we are going to get some scattered showers, thunderstorms possible again today. 78 the expected high right now. Cloudy, 59 in Ellicott City and 59 in Reisterstown. Time for some one-liner news for you today. And we start with President Trump wants to reopen Alcatraz prison. He went on to say, it's only because I want nothing but the best for Hillary.
Well, she'd have a nice view.
Exactly. She finally gets to that exclusive island vacation she's always wanted.
Yes, and she wanted to own a piece of the rock.
What's next, Shawshank? The air traffic controller says that Newark Airport is not safe, and to avoid flying into Newark Airport at all costs.
Oh, man.
I don't know about you, but I just avoid going into Newark itself.
At all costs.
At all costs.
They had no contact for 40 seconds.
It was a burnt copper wire that fried the whole system.
No radar, no contact with the inbound or outbound planes.
Yeah, swell.
That tells us how old the infrastructure is in some of these airports.
Yeah.
The Trump administration says it will pay illegal aliens $1,000 to leave the country.
I'll be going tomorrow.
There's just one catch. You have to leave from Newark Airport.
Nice.
One stop in the Hudson River.
That's right. All eyes are Monday night's Met Gala last night in New York City. Did you see some of those outrageous fashion dresses and wardrobes?
I'm not quite the fashionista you are, Sean.
I'm not either. I just happened to see it this morning online on the cover of your computer. It was your screensaver.
It was a screensaver.
It was Halle Berry. Halle Berry nearly naked. Yeah, it's one of those things where, the Oscars...
I should watch this more, apparently.
The Oscars... The Oscars say, who are you wearing? At the Met Gala, they go, what are you wearing? I mean, no idea.
Or are you wearing?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you, the guys who made out, whoever designed that trash and sold it to them.
Yeah.
That's who made out.
Now, some of it was okay, but a lot of it was like, it looked like it was a scene from the Star Wars bar scene.
Yeah, you're right.
Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that the algorithm that controls Facebook no longer connects family and friends with one another. It just pushes content.
Wow.
So I'm not sure if that's going to encourage more people to join or more people to leave if the family and friends aren't connected anymore. Who knows? But we've all known that. It's all about the content.
Sure.
It's what you watch.
Sure. If you want to connect with family and friends, you can do it. Apparently there's these things where you care. Apparently you can call people on these.
Yes. On the cell phones and on the landline still.
Yeah. What's the landline?
Yeah. I still have one.
Do you really?
I do.
There must be a secret number, Chuck, because I sure as hell don't have it.
The auto industry is changing course and going more low-tech by replacing touchscreens with physical buttons. The touchscreens are not really big sellers.
Hmm.
And my suggestion is, if they could just do something about that little latch under the hood, which is impossible to find.
You can't ever find it.
You can never find it. When you do find it, sometimes it doesn't work. Do something about that, can you? Former Van Halen lead singer David Lee Roth planning a summer concert tour.
Why?
He is now 70. He needs the extra income. Apparently, he can no longer support himself being just a gigolo.
Now, when he's 70, it's a gigolo.
Yeah, that's right. That is so true. David Bowie. Do you know that's not his real name?
Is he really Ziggy Stardust?
No. His real name was Davy Jones.
Oh, that's right.
Here's a report.
The rebellion of the long hairs is getting underway. A 17-year-old, Davy Jones, has just founded the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men.
For the last 2 years, we've had comments like, darling, and can I carry a handbag? I think it's just had to stop now.
In 1965, there was another Davy Jones on the music scene. In order to avoid confusion with the future Monkees member, David looked to American history. In September of 1965, at the age of 18, David Bowie was born.
From Jim Bowie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where he got the name.
From the Alamo fame.
From the Alamo, exactly.
And from the knife fame.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's it's just amazing that there would be two Davy Jones around the same time, both in the, I guess Jones is pretty common, though. Both of them were British, you know. I know that you keep, you're up at night worrying about this.
Yes.
I can see.
Well, which of the two of them actually had the locker?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Now I'm very confused.
And was he also British?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good trivia question.
Chuck, could you look that up for us, please?
No, I don't have time.
Yeah, okay. He's very busy this morning.
Very busy.
Lots going on, traffic. Yes, sir.
Southbound 95 still blocked between I-95 and Route 100. Now the northbound side is looking at it. There's some equipment northbound as well. So if you're coming up for Route 175 through Howard County, you're open, but it's going to be backed up right in that same area.
All right, Gil, be back in just a couple of minutes here to give us the latest on that. So the question is, were the Ravens right to release kicker Justin Tucker? Are you buying it's a football decision? And when we come back, we're going to tell you what the massage therapists are saying and what they're accusing the Ravens organization of as well. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey Nellen. You can contact us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The city of Baltimore, like most large urban areas in America, is plagued by crime, high taxes, and inefficient one-party government. The plight of most inner cities, especially in the North, continues to deteriorate, offering little hope for the future. For this, I blame the liberals, mostly Democrat, but there are liberal Republicans as well. I also blame the church, the inner city social gospel preaching churches. The evil, of course, is found in the social gospel, which is the religious cousin of the government's social justice. Urban pastors are spending too much time preaching that the ills of society are better served by the government than they are by adhering to the dictates found in the Word of God. If this doesn't change, you can write the cities off forever. Do your job. Job, church, and pray that God will bless your efforts. We know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah when none righteous could be found in the land. Better to follow the counsel of the psalmist who said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
My name is Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up also between now and 7 o'clock this morning, Ilhan Omar. Yes, she thinks that white men are the biggest risk to this country.
She goes beyond saying that. She says that we should be profiled.
Yeah.
Profiled. So we'll see what Speaker Johnson does, if anything. Probably nothing, because he's a coward when it comes to stuff like that.
Actually, I misheard. I thought she said she liked their profiles.
No.
Yeah, that's different. So she swiped right on all of us. 623 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
All right, so I'm looking at the BW Parkway very quickly now because of this wreck on 95. 95 is closed after the airport cutoff, and before Route 100, all the southbound lanes are blocked. So here's the deal. If you're coming down from the Beltway, you're right there at the airport cutoff. You have to get off of 95 there and go over to the Parkway. And I'm looking at the Parkway right now at Route 100, also in the area of Hanover Road. There's not a lot of traffic there so far because the word really hasn't gotten out that you should be over there. I'm telling you right now, that is the way to go. Maybe Route 1, another possibility as well. But you need to do it even back at the Beltway, but no later then the airport cutoff. After that, you're going to be sitting dead stopped until they get to the point that they can open the roadway. Now, northbound traffic is slow as well as you're coming by the accident scene. Leftover wreck on the Capitol Beltway. We got to go back and look at that. But that was on the outer loop after the American Legion Bridge going into Northern Virginia, and that's been slow back to River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Tuesday: scattered showers, thunderstorms again today, and high of 78. Threat of rain, storms continue overnight through tomorrow and Thursday. 77 for the high on Wednesday. Just a really bad stretch of weather here. Right now, cloudy, 62 in the city, 60 in Reisterstown. Again, we're talking about Justin Tucker. The Ravens cut him yesterday. Yep. After saying they were going to wait for the NFL investigation to conclude. That didn't happen. They drafted a kicker. All of a sudden, we saw these videos of this guy, what's his name, Loop, kicking 75-yard field goals, which is one thing if you're just kicking field goals 75 yards without in real game conditions with pressure. So, I mean, everybody, I remember Kyle Bowler where they said he could throw the ball 70 yards while on his knees into the end zone, and we all know how that turned out. But in any event, they said goodbye.
On his back than on his knees.
Yeah. 16 massage therapists from 8 spas and wellness centers came forward. The women, most of them, do not know each other. They detailed similar experiences in their allegations, told people close to them around the time that the incidents occurred. The Baltimore Banner reached out to those people to corroborate the women's accounts, but one of the massage therapists told the Banner about her experiences with Tucker, said she was disappointed that Eric DaCosta did not mention the allegations against Tucker in his statement. Quote, "I just hate thinking that he's just going to retire or get picked up and all this is just going to blow over." She said, "I find Justin's responses to all this to be completely abhorrent." And she said, as to Tucker, he would not admit what he did to all of us because he won't, because he's a coward. And then she also said of the Ravens, the real reason they're releasing him, which I'm sure has a lot to do with this open investigation, apparently they are cowards as well. End of quote.
Because they didn't say this is why.
Yeah, they are hiding behind the football decision. And look, I'm sure football has somewhat to do with the decision. It's for the good of the team. Mm-hmm. You don't want a distraction on your team. He did have the worst season of his career last year. Whether it was directly related to that or not, we don't know. Doug says that Tucker is a fan favorite. So if the NFL comes back with nothing on him, there's going to be a lot of pissed off fans. Tucker probably set a record for jersey sales for a kicker. So, he's probably going to the Hall of Fame as a kicker. And it's always tough to say goodbye to a fan favorite. It's one thing if they're retiring. It's another if you're training them. It's another if their skills diminish to the point where you can no longer have them on the roster. Right. But this is, I think, much more to do about these allegations than it is his kicking skill. Now, I'm sure at some point they would diminish, and then maybe it started last year. We don't know. But the question here is hiding behind the football decision. And this is usually, I think, one of the most respected organizations in the National Football League. They just do things right.
Right.
Did they do things right in this case? I think time will tell. It will be a judge of whether or not they threw him under the bus, especially if this NFL investigation comes back. Now, if it comes back that they found something untoward or there was something to these allegations, then the Ravens will probably see, I told you so. But they're still saying it was a football decision.
Here's a little question for you. They come back and they say that we found something untoward, but we're not going to be specific about it. Could Justin Tucker then turn around and say to the league, "You have ruined my career with this. If you can't find anything after this number of months of investigation, then I'm filing suit against you for defamation, for destruction."
Are you talking against the league or against the Ravens or both?
Both.
Yeah. See, I think the Ravens, somebody advise them to make it a football decision, because if you do anything else, then you let him go before he's been found guilty of anything. And the statute of limitations has expired. So this is not a criminal.
Correct.
This is a civil or actually it's a public relations. He's being tried in the court of public opinion. So that's the reason why if they say it's a football decision, I don't think he can sue them.
But the league, it depends what the league comes up with. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see.
If they come up with something, fine. Then tell us what it is. But if they say we're going to come up with something but not be specific about it, I think Tucker would have grounds to go after the league. So we'll see how that plays.
All right, don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale. Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. Prices rising across the country. Rescue rolling back the pricing this year to 2010. Plus, you can enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free. Buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on all your favorites. You can save big with Rescue Rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of the omega-3s, cholesterol support, probiotics, natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Day deals are going on right now through May the 29th. So shop at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free at Rescue. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore jury has convicted the suspect charged in a deadly double shooting in the 200 block of East Street. Deontay Price was found guilty of first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and other charges in the ghost gun shooting death of 19-year-old Dabray Edward and a non-fatal shooting of another man in 2023. Price faces a maximum penalty of life plus 80 years when he is sentenced in July. Ivan Bates, Baltimore City State's attorney, says the case illustrates the destructive impact of ghost guns equipped with extended magazines in the community. A second suspect who has not been identified remains at large. The 16-year-old boy who was pulled from Stony Creek on Saturday has died. A dive team from the Anne Arundel County Fire Department rescued the teen from the water near the 8400 block of Bay Drive in Pasadena. He was taken to Baltimore Washington Medical Center in Glen Burnie, where he was pronounced dead on Monday. Two teenagers have been arrested for allegedly punching an 82-year-old woman and stealing another woman's car at a community garden in Baltimore. The 16 and 17-year-old suspects taken into custody following the Saturday robbery. There was also an incident at DeWeese Community Garden on Woodburn Avenue on Monday afternoon. A man says he was working on his garden plot when two teens approached and demanded money at knife point. Man says he used a gardening tool to scare off the would-be robbers. Maryland's Democrat congressional delegation wants the Trump administration to release the $98 million promised for education funding in the state. The delegation has written a letter to U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon expressing concern about a recent letter that states it modified the time period for states to liquidate obligations under the Education Stabilization Fund. They say the loss of the funding would be catastrophic for Maryland and its students. 6:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock. For the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Quiet down. Here she comes. Shh. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Pick three, lottery number 418, your pick 4-4-7-6-7. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so all the lanes are back open now. 95 southbound at the bridge before Route 100 and after the airport cutoff. That's the good news. We're just starting to move within the last 5 to 10 minutes through that area. We can see traffic now at Route 100. We're still backed up southbound beyond the airport cutoff. So if you're coming down from the Beltway, you get right there now. You can go ahead and just ride it it out. It will clear once you get south towards Route 100. The northbound traffic is still looking at the scene. There was some equipment on the northbound side, and there is a delay there. That will get better once you pass that, and then you'll be okay heading up towards the Beltway on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll be dodging raindrops the next couple of days. Just a few showers or a rumble of thunder today, 78. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 77 the high. Scattered showers in the afternoon, Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the big news this morning, of course, the Ravens' release of Justin Tucker after 13 seasons. Tucker is reported by the Baltimore Banner back in January, accused by 16 Baltimore area massage therapists of inappropriate conduct during therapy sessions. The incidents allegedly occurring from 2008 through 2013. The Ravens calling the Tucker dismissal a football decision will designate him as a post-June 1 release, meaning they can spread out the cap hit over 2 years, saving them an approximate $4 million in cap space. The release paves the way for Tyler Loop to become the Ravens' next kicker. But Jeff Zriebeck of The Athletic reports this morning that the Ravens will sign Wyoming kicker John Hoyland to a contract. Hoyland kicked at the Ravens' rookie minicamp over the weekend. He went 13 of 20 on field goal attempts last year for Wyoming, 73 for 92 in his five-year college career. Meanwhile, the Birds were off last night, begin a three-game set in Minnesota tonight. Situational hitting a concern for the Orioles, specifically hitting with runners in scoring position. Here's General Manager Mike Elias.
That's been a source of frustration. We talk about it, and there's things that we're doing in the organization and up here to see if that's something that we can control better and get some better results. But
Birds are last in the league in batting in that situation at 192. NBA playoffs last night, the Knicks came back from a 20-point second-half deficit to beat the Celtics in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinals. Boston setting two records last night, taking 63 pointers and missing 45 of them. Meanwhile, out in the West, quite a finish between the Nuggets and the Thunder.
7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it! Aaron Gordon with a deep shot. Williams, three-quarter court. No good! The Nuggets steal Game 1!
All courtesy of TNT, Ian Eagle had to call Aaron Gordon's second buzzer beater in the playoffs this season as the Nuggets shock OKC 121-119. NHL Caps and Hurricanes tonight, Game 1 in D.C. Puck drop at 7. That's an Eastern Conference semifinal. Last night, the Leafs took a 1-0 series lead over the Panthers with a 5-4 win. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what the national media is saying about the Ravens' decision.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Most of the big names around the national media landscape are reserving judgment. At least they haven't come out with their things yet. But Mina Kimes, who is a ESPN journalist, she hosts a show during the day, etc., just roasted them basically for the fact that they didn't announce in their press release about the sexual allegations. It was only, you know, laudatory comments about Justin Tucker, how great he was, and all the thrills he gave us. Not a mention of the sexual inappropriateness. Others also doing that. Some bloggers, etc. I mean, I'm just going on social media and online. It is just crazy.
Yeah,
Ravens are getting torched.
But I think, and they're in a difficult spot because if you do that, you pronounce him guilty. before any investigation is over at the NFL level. And, of course, remember, this is not a criminal case. This is just a civil or court of public opinion.
That's really what it's not even a civil case anymore.
Exactly, because there will be no
charges filed.
No charges, and the statutes have expired. So, again, I think the Ravens, look, to tell you it's strictly a football decision, I disagree with that, but obviously I understand why.
Yeah, they had to do this to cover themselves. They knew they were going to get blowback from it as far as the national media is concerned, but there really was no other way for them to couch this at this point.
All right, that's a tough story.
It is.
It's a tough way to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Tough day to perhaps the greatest kicker that has ever kicked a football in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And here in Baltimore as well.
I think you're absolutely right.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's get some of the fans' perspective. John in Ocean City, good morning.
Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to reiterate, when Gary Stein was on at 6:10, they could not say that it was for off-field conduct because of the collective bargaining agreement that the NFL has with the players' union. And the other point is, I don't think he ever sees the Hall of Fame. The NFL shies away from misconduct, whether it's been proven or not proven. I just think it'll be a hard sell for him to get into the Hall of Fame at this point, no matter how good of a kicker he's been over his career.
I don't know, but Gary, is OJ still in the Hall of Fame?
OJ is still in the Hall of Fame, yeah. Well, it's going to be hard for a kicker to get in anyway. There's only one kicker in the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken, Stenerud from the KC
Chiefs.
The
difference with OJ is that all of his things happened
after
his career was over with, and he was already in the Hall of Fame.
What about Ray Lewis? Is he in the Hall yet? I don't know.
Yeah, Ray. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, he's in the Hall.
Yeah,
all right.
But he was found not guilty.
He was found not guilty.
Okay.
In
in a court of law.
Yeah.
So,
but the point John was making is that there's controversy surrounding Justin Tucker. There's certainly controversy surrounding Ray Lewis on that incident.
Right. But I think the biggest point that John was making was the correct one, and that is that it had to be couched as a football decision
because
of the CBA.
The CBA. Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. You know, learn something every day. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. At 6:40, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
One of the things I found interesting in the past couple of months, Sean, is Karine Jean-Pierre has simply disappeared from the landscape. Have you heard anything from her? Anything at all? Nothing. I mean,
I see more of Jen Psaki than I do KJP.
Yeah, well, Jen Psaki is very out there and very present. We'll be talking about her later on the show, about how she didn't see a thing wrong with Joe Biden for all that time. Never crossed her mind there was a problem. Okay, I kind of question her powers of observation, that being the case, but we'll talk about that later. Caroline Leavitt yesterday decided to mention KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, in a not very flattering fashion.
The president campaigned on reigniting the Trump economy and fixing the mess that was created by the previous administration. We know they created an economic and an inflation nightmare for the American people, and I'm not going to stand up here and lie to you like my predecessor did about the state of our economy.
Wow. Okay. So if that doesn't draw some kind of response from Karine Jean-Pierre, maybe she's in witness protection. He can't say a thing because I have no idea where this woman's gone. Mark Wayne Mullen, who is a Republican from Oklahoma, he said that some of the machinations going on inside the Democrat Party are hilarious to watch. For example, Chuck Schumer is becoming a big supporter of AOC running for the presidency. Ever wonder why?
When you start talking about Chuck Schumer being a moderate, that's a stretch. He is scared to death right now that AOC is going to run for his seat. He's just praying that AOC decides to run for president in 2028 instead of running for his seat in 2026 because he will lose to her.
Yeah, he will flat out lose to her.
I think the Democrats are now. That's why we talked about this yesterday. The California bill to limit the age. You saw Joe Biden in the basement. They're all now in this cover up of Joe Biden not being demented, and now of course Nancy Pelosi is and Chuck Schumer. It's just the Democrats really is. This is fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. But Mark Wayne Mullen points out that every morning he, because he's in leadership, every morning he has to stand up and listen to Chuck Schumer talk, and every morning morning, it's the same.
He spews nothing but lies. And if anybody wants to actually see how much lying Chuck Schumer is doing, I don't wish this on anybody. I had to listen to him give a speech, but between 9 and 10 Eastern Standard Time, every morning we're in session, he'll come to the mic and he'll just spew lies, and then you'll see John Brasso, our whip in the Senate, will come in and meticulously, literally pick off every lie that he has said.
There you go.
By the way, Marty reminds us that Ray Lewis did plead, he pled guilty to obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
The two people who committed the stabbings were found to have acted in self-defense, thus found not guilty of murder, according to the Georgia law.
So there you go. Another wrinkle in this rather major story here in Boulder. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we had the big wreck, and for a while we were shut down on 95 southbound going into Howard County after the Patapsco River Bridge and down around Route 100. We're moving traffic again, looking at the camera here near the airport cutoff at I-195. It's just now starting to move and trying to recover. There may be some overflow traffic over on the parkway and Route 1. Some of the traffic went that way for a while, and even the slow traffic is still there northbound because there was activity even with the accident scene on the shoulder. Some equipment was northbound as well. So it's still slow, but we are moving at least once again. The heavy traffic is starting to clear as well on the Capitol Beltway now from the wreck earlier just around the area of the American Legion Bridge. So that looks pretty good. 95 South going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looking live there. Nothing out of the ordinary. 895 is moving into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Going to shift back, and it looks like we may be backed up already. Yep, already back towards the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says scattered showers, thunderstorms possible again today. 78, the expected high right now. It is 60 and cloudy in Pikesville, 60 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball.
World can be no good, Nick, at your service.
You'll be no good, Nick.
Benihana's coming in hot with a new menu drop, hibachi burritos. Famous stir-fried hibachi rice, your pick of grilled, you know, meats or fish or whatever. All wrapped up in a flour tortilla hit with a drizzle of house-made teriyaki sauce. Hibachi burritos. A little cross-cultural.
Fusion, is that what that's called?
Yeah,
fusion. Yeah,
yeah. Outback Steakhouse is taking its Bloomin' Onion fame and running with it straight into mozzarella stick territory. The new fried mozzarella bloomerangs mashup. These are classic mozzarella sticks with the chain's signature Bloomin' Onion spices, shaped like a boomerang. Thus the boomerang reference.
Yeah. All right.
And Chips Ahoy, debuting the chewy ice cream sandwich cookies just in time for summer. So you get the classic Chips Ahoy chewy cookies, but a cream-filled center that's built to taste like an ice cream sandwich. They're saying no freezer is required, but highly recommended.
That's about the
I don't think I've ever seen that on a food wrapper in my life. You always see refrigeration required or whatever, but no freezer required, but highly recommended.
Ice cream. No freezer required, but highly recommended.
Yeah. Okay, I know how that works. Imagine the preservatives in that. Yes. It's not melting all down into the package or whatever the case
may be. Formaldehyde in it.
Yeah, really. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
One more cut from Mark Wayne Mullen, if we could, because he this is a very good comparison. And we should remind ourselves of this, probably on an hourly basis, the way the swamp media works on this topic. We should be always saying, what were things like under Biden, and what are things like now? I mean, the saying in politics is, you know, he's not running against God, he's running against his opponent. So he doesn't have to be a perfect human being, he just has to be better than the other guy. Well, if you take a look at this administration versus the last administration, pretty clearly, this guy is a hell of a lot better than the last guy.
Underneath Biden, they had inflation that averaged 4.95% at a high of 9.1%. Already in the first 100 days, President Trump has brought inflation down to 2.4%. What are you going to talk about? The border when Biden said that he couldn't do anything more from the Oval Office, and President Trump gets in the first 100 days and does executive orders by reversing the Biden administration rules and putting back his 2017 rules, and the border is crossing is down by 95%.
Yeah, and one of the points it makes is there have been almost a half a million jobs added, full-time jobs added, since Donald Trump became president. This is a story the swamp media really doesn't want to cover very much because it's too good news. I mean, you don't want to cover that in the roughly first 100 days or so that the new president has added this many jobs. It doesn't look good for the Democrats if you do that. So they tend to not cover this particular issue. But it is true. And so what are the Democrats going to run on? The economy is weak? No, I don't think so. The economy is looking pretty good. Matter of fact, the stock market now is better than it was when Donald Trump took office. Yeah, it's going to go up and down, folks. That's the way the stock market works. What about employment? It's better now than it ever was. More Americans are working now than ever.
And we're looking at the reduced in size of government. We're looking at making the tax cuts permanent. Once that bill gets passed and gets mature, poured out into the, to the masses, and people are starting to be able to, the economy will improve even greater. I think that these tariffs and trade deals, once they are announced in the next 60 days, and that's going to come, then I think that's going to, the stock market will just take off at that point.
I think it'll skyrocket.
Yeah, it will. So I think the indicators are all in the positive direction, unless something blows up that we can't predict or something else happens. So,
well, one of the things that's happening in the market right now is investors are confident at this point, or they believe they're confident, that deals will be made, particularly since the hints keep coming out about India coming first, which is a huge get for
the
administration.
That you have a guy that wrote The Art of the Deal. He does. He's a negotiator. He talked about it yesterday, about being a real estate guy. And when they were talking about the NFL draft down in D.C. in 2027 on the Mall, he says the best piece of real estate to have the NFL draft. Believe me, I developed real estate for my career.
Yeah.
You look at that piece of real estate, it's the best in the country. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, on a historical note, by the way, my dad, when he was in the service in World War II, lived on the Mall. They had Quonset huts all up and down the Mall. And so there are a lot of service people who were simply, that's where they lived during World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize
it was. I never knew they had Quonset huts.
I never did either.
Learn something new every day. All right, your calls and comments are welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, Ilhan Omar, what she said should be addressed by Speaker Johnson and Congress. We'll play that for you and we'll discuss. And as if you'd like to weigh in on Justin Tucker, you can. Mike Preston's got a pretty good article this morning in the Sun paper in that there are no winners in this case. Right now, right at the Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's being brought to you by the law offices, I should say, of Michael A. Friedman.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
You got to check it out, man. I'm loving it. I'm just loving this show. I really am. I also love it when I go on YouTube and I see him, Kirk, that is, on college campuses. I think that's just marvelous.
Yeah, he does. He's great at the debating, and he has a lot of support. That's, I think, what's very interesting on these college campuses, the thousands of the turnout in support of Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. By the way, Mike Preston, just briefly, And the Sun Paper article is pointing, there are no winners. There are no winners for Justin Tucker and his family and his reputation. The Ravens certainly don't win in this. They lose the best kicker in the NFL history. The league, I think, has another black eye when it comes to some of the players. And then, of course, the witnesses themselves. That, again, there's going to be a lot of animosity towards them. I'm just wondering if Justin Tucker, I'm not saying I know this for sure, and this is pure speculation, if he did behave in this manner. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he did, but if he did, would he have been better off admitting it, apologizing, seeking help? Would that have gone better?
Oh yeah, politically, you know, in this culture,
do you think he'd still be on the roster?
Yeah, the Great Rehab Tour,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
America loves the Great Rehab Tour. 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBO, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Rehab Johnson.
All right, keep in mind, 95 still slow both directions in Howard County, not far from Route 100 and coming south from the airport cutoff and also where the ramp from 895 merges in. There was a big wreck there about 30 minutes ago, and then we reopened the lanes at that point. But we were backed up almost back to the Beltway, still slow for the traffic southbound, but even the northbound side has been somewhat slow coming by the accident scene. I'm just going to change the camera and look at northbound. Yeah, that looks a lot better now on the northbound side. I just heard Baltimore County going out to a wreck on 95, so I have to check on that, let you know anything big. Hopefully not. Geez, we already had enough problems as it is. Beltway is already slow. 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. That's the normal delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel says scattered showers, thunderstorms today, tonight, tomorrow, Thursday. So it's just one of those weeks, folks. Maybe the weekend of Mom's Day would be better. Let's hope it clears up for Mom's Day. 78 today, the expected high right now, 63 in cloudy in Arnold, 62 in Dundalk. From the time she entered our country to the time she ran in Little Mogadishu and became an elected member of Congress, Ilhan Omar has been one of the most vicious, vile, and venomous anti-Semites in Congress. And somehow she has really emerged. Basically, she has not been censured or reprimanded or obviously booted out. And this, after it has been suspected that she married her brother to violate our immigration laws to come into the country. And what's more bothersome is that we're seeing more and more of the people from that area of Minnesota. And that's Minneapolis, St. Paul, yep, which I affectionately dubbed Little Mogadishu, because they're from Somalia, saying that it is their job to put the interest of Somalis first before Americans. We have a city in Texas that now is causing controversy because they want to become a little Muslim enclave onto themselves. Look, the truth is Islamic fundamentalism, that's the radical version of Islamism, is not consistent. The Quran is not consistent with the Constitution, with the United States. They can't coexist, no matter how many liberals slap the damn bumper sticker on the back of their cars.
Yeah.
They just don't do that. So Ilhan Omar recently gave an interview, and I want you to listen carefully to what she has said about white men and what needs to be done with white men.
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
She does not say white supremacists. Okay? All white men are causing the deaths. I would challenge that statistic. Prove it. Where are your facts or stats on that, number one? Number two is that, again, profile and monitor? This is one of the most racist things that you'll ever hear any member of Congress say. Yet, she's a Democrat, Bruce.
Yeah.
She's going to get a pass. Obviously from the Democrats, because they don't care. They probably agree with her. But where's Speaker Johnson? Where are the Republicans to challenge and push back against this blatant racist statement that all white men should be profiled and monitored in our country?
Well, yesterday we had a soundbite from Joy Reid, basically another amazing racist who no longer has a regular gig over at MSNBC, but she's still around making public statements because she feels she still has a voice to say, and it was an amazingly racist kind of thing. But again, the same standard applies. If you're on the political left, you could be incredibly racist, and nothing will happen. Because somehow you're a member of the club, so it's okay for you to be racist. But if you're a conservative, you don't even have to say anything racist. You're, by definition, supposed to be one.
Yeah, I mean, if this was not done on the well of the House floor, which that's protected speech. You
correct.
Can't call them out for anything when they do it from the House floor. This was done in an interview outside of the Capitol of the United States. And to say something like that as an elected member of Congress... look, she does. Her district is largely Somali, but there are white people, there are white men that live in her district in Little Mogadishu. Mm-hmm. And she is now basically advocating that all white men in her district be profiled and monitored. And that is unacceptable behavior on the part of an elected official. And it should be called out. Now, if Speaker Johnson and the rest of the leadership... and I use that term with air quotes, of the Republican Party, if they don't do something, file something for censure or reprimand or whatever the case may be, I would love to see Pam Bondi and the DOJ launch an investigation. How did she get in this country?
Yeah.
That's what I'd really like to see.
And I'd also like to see a really clear examination as to whether or not she married her brother, because that would be immigration fraud in order to sneak him into the country. So, yeah, I think there's an ample area there for a legitimate investigation. And, of course, as soon as you begin to do any investigation of her or any of the Democrat, it's going to be Trump is targeting his enemies, blah, blah, blah.
All right, coming up, a Democrat congressman accusing President Trump of being fearful of dementia. Can the president appoint a special prosecutor? And Mark Warner slamming Marco Rubio. More on that in just a moment. 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Trade expected to be high on the agenda today when President Trump meets with newly minted Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House. Also, Mr. Trump not giving up on the idea of Canada as America's 51st state. Says he's open to making a deal on that issue, but Carney, not so much. Saying the military needs less generals and more GIs. Defense Secretary Hegseth ordering the active duty military to cut 20% of its four-star generals. He wants similar cuts at the National Guard. President Trump says he administration is willing to work with immigrants who voluntarily leave the U.S.
What we thought we'd do is a self-deport, where we're going to pay each one a certain amount of money, and we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from.
He says immigrants who self-deport might have a chance to return legally eventually if they're good people and if they love our country. The Trump administration wants a judge to toss out an abortion lawsuit filed by three GOP-led states.
The lawsuit from Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri is seeking to cut off telehealth access to the abortion medication mifepristone. Justice Department attorneys stayed the legal course charted by the Biden administration, though they didn't directly weigh in on the underlying issue of access to the drug. Rather, the government argued the states don't have the legal right or standing to sue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Staffing and equipment issues expected to result in more flight delays and cancellations today at Newark Liberty International Airport in the New York metro area. Rescue crews in Brenham, Texas, searching for a 10-year-old girl swept away by surging floodwaters. Forecasters warn that more heavy rains, more flooding could be on the way to the Houston area and along the Gulf Coast. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 212 points. NASDAQ futures off 177. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Good morning, it's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we said we heard Baltimore County going out to an accident on 95, a second accident. This one was southbound after the Caton Avenue Bridge, and before you get to the Beltway, at one point was in the left-hand lane. In the meantime, the troopers now have everybody off in the painted-out area on the left side. So the backup only went back to the Caton Avenue Bridge, and now that's starting to loosen up. So good news there. At least they were trying to still recover from that earlier wreck, big wreck early this morning, southbound 95 before Route 100 in Howard County. Still some leftover slowing, but the lanes are open both north and southbound. Our Beltway with the normal delays filling in quickly now. Parkville side, the west side is already 795 to Frederick Road, and we have delays southbound anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes right now, moving south, trying to get into both the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll be dodging raindrops the next couple of days. Just a few showers or a rumble of thunder today, 78. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 77 the high. Scattered showers in the afternoon, Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 64 degrees on WCBM. It's 65 downtown Baltimore. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These news headlines are being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Maryland's Democrat congressional delegation wants the Trump administration to release the $98 million promised for education funding in the state. The delegation has written a letter to U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon expressing concern about a recent letter that states it modified the time period for states to liquidate obligations under the Education Stabilization Fund. For Maryland, they say that they appreciate that the department has left open an opportunity for states to appeal for an extension. The Maryland State Department of Education has done so. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a lawsuit to block the Trump administration from dismantling the Department of Health and Human Services. Brown and 19 other attorneys filed a lawsuit Monday saying the firing of thousands of federal health workers and breaking down of HHS agencies is illegal, dangerous, and cruel. The oldest daughter of murdered Harford County mom Rachel Morin is suing her grandmother and aunt, claiming fraud. 19-year-old Faye McMahon and the fathers of Morin's younger children filed the lawsuit saying they have not received any of the $54,000 raised on GoFundMe to help them after Rachel's death. In addition, the family members claim that they have not received money or gifts collected for them by area businesses. It's 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 4, 1, 8, pick 4, 4, 7, 6, 7, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh provided us a precursor for the decision to come, which was announced yesterday, the release of Justin Tucker after 13 years in a Ravens uniform. Here's Harbaugh at the mic in Owings Mills on Sunday.
Just from a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information, and that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football.
The football decision allows the Ravens to skirt any issue with the league's collective bargaining agreement, and their post-June 1 designation of Tucker's release allows them to save a reported $4 million against the cap this year. Burt's back in action tonight, taking on the Twins at 7:40 p.m. Kate Povich will take the hill for Baltimore, now just five games back in the East after a 4-3 Yankee loss last night to the Padres. And the Caps open their Eastern Conference semifinal series tonight in D.C. against Carolina. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the reality of what the playoffs are at this point in the season.
This time of year, your whole seasons and everything that you work for is on the line, and one penalty call, one missed assignment, one shot at the net can decide 8 months of hard work. And that
puck drops at 7 tonight at the Capital One Arena. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles say, "I'll take some mayo with that, please." And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Again, Mark Warner slamming Marco Rubio. Obviously, I think that's just jealousy. Can Trump appoint a special prosecutor? There is precedent for this in American history. And a Democrat congressman now accusing President Trump of living in fear of dementia?
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating story. Tim O'Brien, who is now with Bloomberg and MSNBC, was asked yesterday in a conversation on air about Donald Trump and what motivates the president from his experience observing the president.
His motivations have always stayed the same. You know, you can understand most of what he does through two lenses. It's either self-aggrandizement or self-preservation. It's really rarely anything other than those two things. I think Donald Trump would like to live till he's 300, and I think he'd like to be president for 200 more years if he could.
Okay, now, of course, as you say that about virtually any politician. You can say that about any minister that will live for a long time. If you believe you have a message that's a worthy message, is truth, and should actually be something to share with other people, you'd like to have a very long time and share that message for a very long time. No big deal there. But then O'Brien decided, hey, let's go off the deep end. As long as we're here at the end, let's go off the deep end.
He lives in fear of going down the path his father went down, which was dementia followed by Alzheimer's into his 90s. And I think he's carried that burden forever.
Oh, really? He lives in fear of dementia.
Well, dementia is a form of Alzheimer's is a form of dementia.
Yeah,
so I don't know why he separated the two, but he obviously doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, well, look, this is, he's not a psychologist. He's not examined the patient. He has no history of actually sitting down looking at him. This is pure, you know, smoke and mirrors speculation on his part. Now, if you find truth there, then all right, this is the bigger fool kind of concept. You do this kind of stuff because you feel there's a bigger fool out there who will believe what you have to say. The same thing when you sell something. You believe there's a bigger fool who will buy what you have to sell, and then they find the bigger fool after that who will buy what they have to sell. What he is having to sell now, basically, is we don't like Donald Trump, and I'm going to figure out a reason why we don't like Donald Trump without having to say we don't like Donald Trump.
I don't know how much authentic enthusiasm he has for the power and the office he holds, other than the fact that it keeps him out of jail and it keeps him center stage.
Oh, my God. In other words, for this guy, the president, Donald Trump, who took a bullet in order to become president, got through a couple of assassination attempts, he could have simply said, oh, the hell with it. I'm just not doing this. He could have simply said that before he ran the second time. This is all about himself, all about his power, all about, it has nothing to do with the American people, apparently. O'Brien doesn't think that Donald Trump cares at all about us. Doesn't care about the economy, doesn't care anything except his self-aggrandizement. I think it's a little shallow, folks. What do you think? 410-WCBM-680. 713 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, it's been one of those days, just like it was yesterday. We just keep getting all this stuff in and around the area. The latest wreck was 95 southbound for the traffic heading down towards the area of the Caton Avenue ramp. And through there, they moved everybody off into the painted out area. And now there's a report of a broken down vehicle right lane of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So I'll have to get a look at that to see if that, in fact, has cleared out. Let me just change the camera real quick while I'm rambling along here. But we're going to be backed up there. And yeah, it's on the shoulder. Okay, so there's the shot. On the shoulder now, so all four lanes are open again on 95. But we have delays on 95 around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, 895, pretty much the normal backup as you're moving south from the Urban Avenue ramp. Keep in mind, at one point, we had delays, big wreck early this morning on 95 in Howard County. Looking at the camera now at Montgomery Road, and through there, the pace is good, and all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, if you like what you had the last couple days, get used to it. Much more of that coming your way. Scattered showers, thunderstorms possible again today. Rain tonight into tomorrow and also Thursday. Today's high 78, cloudy 64 right now in Middle River, and it is 63 in Edgewater. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
And, of course, the president's had a number of press conferences and interviews over the last couple of days. One, in one venue, he was asked by a reporter, is it true that you offered to send U.S. troops to Mexico to deal with the cartels?
Mexico is saying that I offered to send U.S. troops into Mexico to take care of the cartels. He wants to know, is that true? Do you think I'm going to answer that question?
That's why I'm asking. We'll see.
I will answer it. It's true. Absolutely. Because they should be. They are horrible people that have been killing people left and right. That have been. They've made a fortune on selling drugs and destroying our people. We lost 300,000 people last year to fentanyl and drugs. They're bad news. Yeah, that's true. If Mexico wanted help with the cartels, we would be honored to go in and do it. I told her that. I would be honored to go in and do it. The cartels are trying to destroy our country. They're evil. And, you know, we had 300,000 people die last year from fentanyl and all of that. We had hundreds, we had millions of people brought into this country that shouldn't be here. The cartels brought them in. So if she said that I offered to do that, she's 100% right.
Are you disappointed that she denied that request, that she doesn't want to?
Well, she's so afraid of the cartel, she can't walk. So, you know, that's the reason. And I think she's a lovely woman. But the president of Mexico is a lovely woman. But she is so afraid of the cartels that she can't even think straight.
Someone fighting?
Yeah, it's believed to be that the cartels control about 40 to 50% of Mexico, the country, the government, the courts, the judges, the police. It's probably more than that. I would like to make a suggestion when giving interviews on Air Force One. Can they soundproof it a little bit?
So, really?
You know, because he does this a lot. There's a lot of news it's made.
Standing in front of a jet engine.
Or actually inside the plane where you yes. can hear the jet engines. With Kristen Welker the other day, the concept of a third term came up during that interview.
Are you seriously considering a third term, Mr. President, even though it's prohibited by the Constitution? Or is this about staying politically viable?
I will say this. So many people want me to do it. Mm-hmm. I have never had requests so strong as that. But it's something that, to the best of my knowledge, you're not allowed to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's constitutional that they're not allowing you to do it or anything else. But there are many people selling the 2028 hat. But this is not something I'm looking to do. I'm looking to have four great years and turn it over to somebody, ideally a great Republican, to carry it forward. But I think we're going to have 4 years, and I think 4 years is plenty of time to do something really spectacular.
Yeah. In that interview, he mentioned J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. Of all the Republicans, those two names popped out for mm-hmm. some strange reason. Now, J.D. Vance, obviously, is vice president.
Yeah.
I would think that's an automatic, but Rubio now is wearing four hats. And who would have thought at this stage that Marco Rubio would be building cred with the MAGA nation? But he is.
Yeah.
Because he was perceived as being part of the siloed Selected Committee on Intelligence over in the Senate. And, not to be trusted.
Right.
But Marco Rubio, so far, has acquitted himself well. As to reopening Alcatraz, President Trump talked about that a little bit yesterday in one of his press conferences with Caroline Leavitt and others at the executive order signings. And here's what he said about Alcatraz.
It represents something very strong, very powerful in terms of law and order. Our country needs law and order. Alcatraz is, I would say, the ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to isolate the most hardened, most violent. You know, a lot of these gangbangers are running operations from inside federal prisons.
Yeah.
Okay? Except for maybe the Supermax in Colorado. But outside of the Supermax in Colorado, Alcatraz would be great. He also signed an executive order ending the federal funding of gain of function.
It can leak out, like, from Wuhan, and a lot of people think that. I think I said that right from day one. It leaked out, whether it was to the girlfriend or somebody else. But a scientist walked outside to have lunch with a girlfriend or was together with a lot of people. But that's how it leaked out, in my opinion, and I've never changed that opinion.
Yeah, previously Obama had stopped it on U.S. soil. Trump's executive order stops it everywhere. We will not federally fund any kind of gain-of-function research anywhere in the world, and that's good news. As to the offer, using the new CPB app, Home, illegals can self-deport, get a beautiful flight, and $1,000.
We're going to pay each one a certain amount of money, and we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from. And they have a period of time. And if they make it, we're going to work with them so that maybe someday, with a little work, they can come back in if they're good people.
Yeah, we'll debate that a little bit later on, whether that's a good or bad idea. And finally, he was asked by Jackie Heinrich of Fox News whether he insulted Catholics by reposting. He didn't generate it, but he reposted the meme of him as Pope.
I had nothing to do with it. Somebody made up a picture of me dressed like the Pope, and they put it out on the Internet. That's not me that did it. I have no idea where it came from. Maybe it was AI.
Maybe it was AI. That's the way it went down, day 107 of the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
It's 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive. Joining us now is Steve Friedman from the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Sean, good morning. How you doing?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. So after an automobile accident, we don't want anyone to take anything for granted. For example, the defendant saying, yes, it was my fault, and you, as the victim, not obtaining any additional necessary information. Or you could really find yourself in a battle with the defendant's insurance company down the road. So here's a prime example. This accident happened last year. My client was heading home from work. He was on Liberty Road, Randallstown, Baltimore County. He is actually driving about 30 miles an hour and is struck in the rear while moving. After the collision, both the parties moved to the side of the road, and it's still daylight out, and two witnesses come over to ask my client for information because they both said, hey, we saw the accident, here's my information. But because the defendant said, well, it's my fault, my client didn't take any additional information. After the crash, my client went to a patient first and then was recommended for a course of physical therapy, neck and back, also missed some time from work. He called us sometime thereafter. We got on the case, and we contacted the defendant's insurance company. Well, things completely changed as the defendant's story changed. The defendant is now saying that my client cut him off, and he had no choice but to rear-end my client. So now liability's in question. So we go back to my client, and we also hire an investigator who goes out to the scene and fortunately was able to find video surveillance from a gas station that showed the entire accident. And it did not show that my client cut anyone off. It showed that the defendant actually just wasn't paying attention and rear-ended us. So we took that information, took the video, sent it into the defendant's insurance company, and fortunately they changed their tune on liability, and we were able to get the case settled a couple weeks ago. But folks, if we did not have this video evidence, there's no way we would have prevailed because it would have been word versus word. And as a plaintiff, we need to prove by a preponderance of the evidence how the accident happened. So it's very important. If you're in an accident, just by the defendant saying it's his fault, you need some more information. So if you can get witness information, get it. If you can see videos or tell us where these video surveillance might be, let us know. It's very important to lock down liability. And as always, if you've been in a crash, call us, please. Don't waste any time. 410-363-6848. Or look us up on the web, maflaw.com. And don't forget to get your What to Do in an Automobile Accident cards. They are free. Every driver in Maryland should have them. Very important. So that's it for this week, guys. Have a great one, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Stephen, thanks so much for the great advice. Law Officer Michael E. Friedman, check him out at online, maflaw.com.
Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Had a report there might be a wreck here eastbound I-70 at Marriottsville Road. I'm looking at the camera right at Route 32, and there's no impact there. And I looked up a little bit further along that area of I-70 near the split at Route 40. And again, I'm not looking at a big problem. Doesn't mean it's not there. Marriottsville Road is a mile or so down from this camera shot. So heads up on 70 if you're coming straight through and then eventually towards a ramp at Route 29. Still a bit slow with both the harbor tunnels, but that's the normal delay. Have not seen anything out of the ordinary there. The one broken down vehicle very quickly cleared from the left tube southbound. And now the Beltway really just jammed up 795 to Frederick Road. We're slow on the inner loop towards Park Heights Avenue, coming over towards Green Spring. A little bit of sunshine right there affecting that ride. And then on the Parkville side, we'll have the normal delays, basically stop and go right here at Hartford Road. But it's slow all the way back to the ramps at Bel Air Road and probably is going back to just beyond the ramp at I-95. Yep, there it is. It's sitting over there. So basically it's 95 all the way to Providence Road on the northeast corner of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel forecast has scattered showers, thunderstorms possible again today and through the next several days, 78 today. It's cloudy, 64. And Glen Burnie, 63 in Parkville.
The inclinations are always the same from the political left. And the inclination is, we are smarter than you are, so we need to be able to tell you what you believe and why it's important for you to believe it. That way we've imparted our wisdom onto you as if you've climbed to the top of the mountain and said, oh, wise one, and what should we do next? That's exactly what you're going to hear from Nancy Pelosi.
This guy comes along and says he's going to lower prices. He hasn't. He's going to do this, he's going to do that, all smokescreen. But we have to make sure the public knows what is in their interest. There are kitchen table interests, the cost of health care and prescription drugs, the cost of education, the cost of housing, all of it.
We have to let the public know what is in their interest. We're not capable of determining that for ourselves. We need Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats to tell us what is in our interest, because otherwise, folks, we are waifs in the woods. We have no way of guiding ourselves home. We'll be lost there forever unless a friendly golden retriever happens along and takes us home. This is the view of the political left, and she epitomizes it. This is a woman who, again, shall we point out that she somehow has done okay by herself. She's made, what, $175,000 a year or thereabouts, maybe a little bit more, I think. I'm not sure. But for a long, long time. And she's worth millions and millions of dollars. How did that happen? Well, you know, it's really nice if you have access to insider trading for a long period of time. It means you can sell stocks right before they dump. You can buy stocks before they go up. It puts you in a very good situation to plan for your retirement. If you know exactly what the outcome of the game is going to be each time, you know exactly how to bet and how large that bet should be. Thanks, Nancy. But actually, we don't need you to tell us what is in our interest. We can figure that out just fine all by ourselves. Now, Tina Smith is a senator from the state of Minnesota, and she says tariffs are killing businesses in her state.
People are worse off. The tariffs are doing terrible damage to Minnesota's agriculture, and small businesses are so worried about what is going to happen to their business with costs going up so much because of Trump's tariffs. It's just been a disaster.
Well, the tariffs, it seems to me, that will be most impacting Minnesota farmers are those tariffs of them shipping their product to China, not from the Chinese shipping products to this country. What they're concerned about in the farms in Minnesota is how much is it going to cost to sell our wheat, our rye, our barley to the Chinese. Those aren't our tariffs.
No, but the other thing we're hearing is that American businesses right now are eating any tariff costs in anticipation that there are going to be trade deals and tariff deals announced within the next 2 months.
Yeah.
After that, if there aren't any trade deals or tariff deals, then I think those costs will then be passed on to some of the consumers. But right now, the companies themselves are eating the costs.
By the way, fascinating here, in 30 seconds, I think I can do this. I forget what they're called. But companies can import stuff into this country and put them in a locker, basically, where they're not taxed. There's no tariff. There's no fee. There's no tax. You rent the space in this secure locker. I forget what they're called. And it sits there until you have it sold. Then you pull out only what's necessary, pay the tariff just on that portion, so you're not carrying that tariff cost forward any further than necessary. So businesses know this. They've figured it out, and they're taking advantage of that wrinkle in the law. The same way that people buy art, and they ship it here, and they store it in one of these storage facilities until they choose to actually bring it to this country and pay taxes for it. It can be done in large businesses as well, and businesses are doing this. They're taking advantage of U.S. tax law, and they should.
Coming up next, can the President of the United States appoint his own special prosecutor? It's an interesting debate and question, and we hopefully share some answers with you in just a second. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Sean, this is a fascinating story. The oldest daughter of murdered Harford County mom Rachel Morin is suing her grandmother and aunt, claiming fraud. 19-year-old Faye McMahon and the fathers of Morin's younger children filed the lawsuit saying they have not received any of the $54,000 raised on GoFundMe to help them after Rachel's death. In addition, the family members claim they have not received money or gifts collected for them by area businesses. The plaintiffs are asking that the court order the defendants to provide a full accounting of the funds that were raised and to award them compensatory and punitive damages. Rachel Morin was murdered on the Mompaw Trail August 2023. Illegal migrant Victor Martinez Hernandez was convicted of first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping in that incident, and he will be sentenced this coming August. Baltimore Ravens fans reacting to the team cutting veteran kicker Justin Tucker, who's been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by at least 16 anonymous massage therapists. Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, made the announcement yesterday, not referencing the allegations and calling it a football decision. Maryland has joined a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration for its attempt to freeze the development of wind energy. Attorney General Anthony Brown and a coalition of 18 counterparts say the president's directive harms efforts to secure reliable, diversified, and affordable sources of energy that will reduce pollutants, meet clean energy goals, and address climate change. And a Baltimore County woman has pled guilty to a charge of second-degree depraved heart murder and the 2022 death of her one-year-old daughter. A 23-year-old Arielle Montgomery was arrested after police responded to her home for an unresponsive child. Medics pronounced Naimia Gilliard dead, and medical examiner's office ruled that she had died from multiple injuries. 7:32, next, WCVM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet Store. The Goodfeet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Pick three, lottery number 418, pick 4-4767, and now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're back on I-70 and looking at the camera again here at Route 32. The report earlier was the wreck was near Marriottsville Road and over by the split at Route 40. I don't see a lot of traffic right there, but right here at the bridge at Route 32, it is definitely slowing down and stopping in that area. So be on the lookout for that if you're traveling in on I-70. From Route 97 and then crossing the bridge at Route 32. That's the reason for the backup, and there is now an impact in that area. Beltway, yep, all your normal delays are there. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, down the west side. JFX last check was still looking okay coming into Ruxton Road. Very quick camera change there. It's a little bit slow south of Ruxton Road, moving south down through the city-county line, but with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll be dodging raindrops the next couple of days. Just a few showers or a rumble of thunder today, 78. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 77 the high. Scattered showers in the afternoon, Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Ravens' decision to release Justin Tucker yesterday comes before any determination by the NFL as to whether or not these allegations against the former Ravens kicker are true. Hence, Baltimore terming Tucker's dismissal as a football decision, as laid out by John Harbaugh on Sunday.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration.
Sixth-round draftee Tyler Loop now in line to inherit the Ravens' kicking job. But Jeff Zrebeck of The Athletic reporting this morning that the Ravens will sign Wyoming kicker John Hoyland to compete. Hoyland kicked at the Ravens' rookie minicamp over the weekend. Good news for the Orioles is that it appears that no one in the American League East is very good. Yankees lead the division at 19-16. That's the worst record among any division leader. The bad news is the Orioles pitching staff. The starters in particular, team ERA is 5.43. That's second to last in the majors. The starters' ERA is 5.69. That's third to last in the majors. General manager Mike Elias, not able to sign an ace in the offseason, went with depth. Talks about that decision.
They've had a poor start, and, you know, that's my responsibility. And I'm in charge of baseball operations, and, you know, when we have a bad record to start the year, that's my responsibility.
News from the Orioles, though, is that Zach Eflin Coughlin's rehab start went well in Aberdeen on Sunday. He could be back in the rotation on this road trip, which begins tonight in Minnesota. One of the biggest challenges for the Caps tonight as they begin their conference semifinal series with the Hurricanes is the nature of the Carolina attack. Basically, it's throw everything towards net, including the kitchen sink, and fight your battles in front of the goal, which head coach Spencer Carberry says.
So they end up stressing you constantly, and eventually, usually what happens is you crack. You give up a rebound, or on the third or fourth one, it ends up paying off for them.
Puck dropped at 7 tonight at the Capital One Arena. And finally, with San Antonio Spurs legendary head coach Greg Popovich announcing over the weekend that he'll be stepping down because of health issues, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin now has possession of an exclusive coaching status. Tomlin, entering his 19th season, is now the longest tenured head coach in the four major North American sports. And a sidebar, John Harbaugh, entering his 18th season, is number two. The time now is 7:37 when we return. Trump makes it official.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Here's the official announcement from Donald Trump yesterday in the White House with Commissioner Roger Goodell and also Commanders owner Josh Harris.
I'm pleased to reveal that the 2027 NFL draft, that's a big thing, will be held right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the National Mall.
I have never seen a president in my lifetime, at least, that's been as involved in sports.
He loves sports.
He absolutely
he really does. He is a big sports fan. He played baseball in his high school, in a college career. I think it was high school, not college. He went to a military academy, played baseball. But I had a highlight and a low light from yesterday's announcement.
Mm-hmm.
The low light, I'll start with that, is that the most politically incorrect president in my lifetime did not mention the Redskins. And I was waiting.
You were on that.
I was waiting all press conference. I wanted to mention the Redskins.
With the Commander's own right there.
Yes, yes. That would have been the time. The highlight was Muriel Bowser.
Yes.
Was the most uncomfortable human being in the Oval Office yesterday.
Silent.
Every time Trump mentioned Biden or Gavin Newsom, she was squirming at the body language. Oh, my God. If you get a chance, you got to go back and look at that.
I'm watching it right now, actually.
A binder to actually cover her face up. Like
you're absolutely
Whitmer
right.
Did, you know?
You're absolutely right. I'm actually watching it right now. The optics are
just watch her. That's worth the price of admission.
So true.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. Speaking of President Trump, would he be able to appoint a special prosecutor if he wanted to look into, let's say the FBI and the DOJ? I don't think they're capable of policing themselves. With all due respect to Kash Patel,
yeah,
and to Dan Bongino and to Pam Bondi, I just think they're too large. I don't think the FBI is capable of investigating itself or the DOJ.
It's not a good practice to say, we think you've done something wrong. Will you look into yourself,
right,
and tell us what you think about it?
Tom Fitton was on yesterday with the War Room with Steve Bannon. He's from Judicial Watch, and he says the same thing, and this is not a new idea. Lincoln, Roosevelt, Jefferson, and Adams all famously managed federal prosecutions while they were president. Here's the Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton.
And the president was referred to as the chief executive magistrate. So there's no doubt under the Constitution, you know, the powers of the president require the laws be faithfully executed.
And how is Constitution that done? And custom and tradition.
Well, yes, on top of that. Well, the custom and tradition flows from the obvious nature of his job as chief executive.
Yes.
And so what does that mean in the modern era? Well, in theory, it means President Trump could run the trial in any prosecution. He'd be in there playing prosecutor if he so chose.
Now, I don't think that would happen. But he would could certainly appoint an independent special prosecutor that would be independent of the DOJ and the FBI. Here he's fitting in the Bannon. They're talking once again about the role of the president as prosecutor.
The president could conduct the prosecution, quite literally conduct the prosecution. Now, there may be some rules related to court rules about, you know, lawyers being involved and such. But the point is, he can run the prosecution, request an investigation, demand a report back. And this is what I think he should do. And we talked about this before. He should set up a special prosecutor, separate in part from the FBI and the Justice Department. You know, use the Justice Department.
The reason is we got the right, but they're so overwhelmed with what they've got.
Well, they're overwhelmed and conflicted. Institutionally, they're conflicted.
Yes.
The FBI guys aren't going to take out the FBI. Right. There aren't enough DOJ, good people in DOJ,
I agree. I think the DOJ and the FBI are hopelessly conflicted here, and if we're going to get any meaningful reform out of these agencies, then the president's going to have to do it. Now, people would say, well, Sean, is it constitutional? Well, the term chief magistrate never appears in the Constitution, but, Bruce, in the Constitution, it outlines the powers and duties of the president in Article 2. He's the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and grant pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. And when you look at through the expanded powers of Article 2, it is his responsibility to uphold and enforce the laws and treaties of the United States. Article 2, Section 3 says, the president shall faithfully execute the laws of the United States. If something gets in the way of him faithfully executing those laws, then it is it is implied that he has this power. Well, and previous presidents have used it.
Yeah, got to go back a ways, but yeah, they have indeed used it. I was just curious, what do you think the public reaction would be?
Oh, the left would go, that would be Armageddon. But then again, isn't that what this is all about?
It's a daily practice.
Yeah, daily practice. So you might as well. You're going to go back to Roosevelt, I guess, was the most recent. So,
you know, it's odd if you think about it. The left has gone, it's been Armageddon for them on issue after issue.
Went Armageddon over the Pope meme.
I mean, their platform is, I hate Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald Trump runs the Republican Party. He also has the job of determining the Democrat Party philosophy and priorities. By whatever he says, they'll do the opposite. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Hey, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now is the time to call 410-WCBM-680. First, though, yes, this guy, he's ready. He's working. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The update on the wreck, eastbound I-70. It is right after Route 32, like we figured. The word is right now, two of the left-hand lanes are blocked, so it could be just a single lane for the traffic on I-70. It's going to back up towards Woodbine Road for the traffic coming in from Howard County. Not a lot of detours around that area. Local traffic, you would know it, picking up Frederick Road, possibly Route 99. But other than that, everybody's going to have to stay over here. It looks like we're going to just stay out in the right lane going through there. Pretty good size delays right now. 895, not quite back to Moravia Road. Definitely back beyond Pulaski Highway and from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's 25 to 30 minutes. 95 is backed up just short of Moravia Road, and that delay is also in the area 20 to 25 minutes. Beltway all with the normal delays. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner. Let's get ready now for that summer driving conditions at Bernie's Automotive. Check your tires, your belt, your hoses, your coolant. Get it all done. All the experts are there at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Going to be wet and rainy the next several days. Scattered showers, thunderstorms today, 78. Rain continues overnight tomorrow and Thursday. Tomorrow's high 77. 64 and cloudy right now in Severn. 62 in Forest Hill. We do need a contestant if you'd like to choose your fake news. Right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And the first person to call in, reserve your spot. You get to match wits against the panel here. Kristen and Kristen, of course, the all-time leader.
She just smokes everybody.
It does. Chuck Whitaker, of course, occasionally shows momentary flashes of brilliance.
Oh, well, that's just expected.
Yeah, Chuck. They're really just fleeting moments.
And I'm a dullard, and I'm okay with that.
Brazilian as well. But, it is all in fun. That is what they say. Well, at least for now.
It's in fun, Chuck. Remember that.
Who says that? Tell me where they are.
Chuck doesn't say that. Chuck says, it's life and death, man.
You know,
it's a bunch of crap.
We when Chuck wins, I mean, he brags. Exactly. You know? But when he let's see, he's a competitive guy. Come on.
I've never said that ever.
He's a golfer.
You've never said that ever?
What? Nan?
Yeah, it's really.
I don't recall saying that.
You don't recall saying that? Yeah. That's the wonderful thing about short-term memory loss, isn't it?
It's also one of the
get old.
It's one of the things about audio, too. We can record it. Our contestants. Gee, that's a micro cassette.
Yes.
Glenn in Gainesville is our contestant.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, everybody.
You always want to go first, second, third, or last?
I want to lead off.
Oh, Glenn wants to lead off. Okay. He's learned his lesson. All right, story number one. According to the UK's Daily Star, an Argentina-based bioengineering company, Chiron Biotech, announced the first five genetically modified super horses have arrived and now reside in company stables. The biotech website has identified 17 separate equine clones that they say are alive, stabled, and ready to race.
Are they in stable condition?
Yes, they are. Story two. Border Czar Tom Holman is getting a little bit of heat for trolling illegals yesterday during an interview by wearing a Mexican sombrero and announcing it was Cinco de Porto. Holman was promoting the new CPB home app for illegal aliens to self-deport. And story three. Barrel races are back. The honor of the Old West history and hinge on the delicate partnership between runner and beast. The burros must carry. So that's a phrase familiar to Chuck. Burros must carry.
That was only on Friday night in France.
Must carry a saddle, pick, pan, and shovel in homage to a bygone era and the mythical sprint by miners to land claims office with their pack animal. Some burro races can last from 10 kilometer to 48 kilometers long. All right, story one: they clone horses, don't they? Story two, Cinco de Porto. Or story three, burro racing is back in vogue. All right, we will start with Glenn.
I think two is probably, I can see Tom Holmes saying that, but not wearing the sombrero.
All right, so Glenn goes for number two. Kristen?
This is a tough one. I'm between that and number one. But I think to be different, I'll go with number one. I hope maybe Tom Holman did that.
Kristen goes for number one. Bruce?
I'm going to go with Glenn's wisdom here, the Cinco de Porto. Again, it's the same thing. I can certainly visualize him saying it, but wearing it, I think I would have seen that by now.
And bringing up the rear, Rehab Johnson.
Not just because I was running in the burro race just now. Making an ass out of myself.
You've been known to rent an ass.
Yes, I have. That's all we're going to say about that.
Two, please.
Nobody
but
votes.
I'm no mule. Said no. Your ears are too
short. Nobody votes for story three. The burro racing. Yes, that is a true story. Story number one: the super horses being cloned. Yes, that's also true. Story two: he did not wear the sombrero, and he did not say Cinco de Porto.
All right.
So, Glenn, you are a winner. Oh, there's. Congratulations. We'll put you on hold. Bruce and Chuck both had the same answer. So, why you.
We picked up a game on Kristen.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But she's got up the ladder.
She's got such a far lead. You know, she could.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I didn't ask you for the comment about that.
She could probably take a month off and still be in the lead.
That's nice. Well, let her have a month off. That's your charge, not mine.
All right, Chuck. We'll see
Hi,
you
Sean.
In 3 minutes, buddy.
Good morning.
Can't wait for June 20th. Just can't wait. 7:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on WCBM.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Hey, folks. Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. Home detention doesn't seem to be working out quite the way they planned. We'll talk about that. J.D. Vance has some thoughts on AOC running as president. And Jasmine Crockett weighs in with part of a speech she gave as a commencement speech that shows exactly how smart this woman is. He says, with no irony intended whatsoever. And finally, could the U.S. have built a series of underground cities to house the super privileged?
It's a fascinating story. A former Bush administration official gave an interview to Tucker Carlson, and she claims that we spent trillions of dollars to build these an underground city and a network of transportation to connect them, but it's only for the super elites.
Would you like to know? Would you like to know where that?
People like Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but wouldn't you really?
He's been trying to go underground for most of his career.
Wouldn't you really like
That's
to
when
know?
That's why they call me Subway Johnson.
Come on, wouldn't you really like to know where they are? Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
753, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I told you, mind your business.
Once again, here he is.
Stick your neck out too much, Bruce.
All right, Chaz.
Chaz, I'll kill you for that. I'll kill you right on the spot. I'll beat your ass like nobody ever has.
Thank you.
I'm only kidding. No, no. Eastbound I-70, one vehicle, three SUVs are involved. Right at the ramp at Route 32, so that's the reason for the backup. Hey, look, on the inner loop here, Park Heights Avenue, the sun came out, the road was wet, now it's dried out. Still a backup there. That's just the usual stuff. They're fighting the bright sunshine. Right there, the northeast outer loop, Bel Air Road to Providence Road, and 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. All of that is normal. Both the tunnels are backed up now to the city-county line, but our big delay, and again, we're stalled out a little bit here, eastbound I-70 after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather and everything else on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, it is going to be wet. Scattered showers, thunderstorms again today, 78. Rain continues overnight, tomorrow as well. Thursday, also, we're looking for some rain. Tomorrow's high 77. Right now, it is 64 and mostly cloudy in Dundalk, 65 in Arnold, and you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
Democrat Senator Mark Warner, this does sound a little bit like sour grapes, doesn't it? Yeah, talking about Marco Rubio, who now, by the way, is wearing 17 different hats. He's soon to be heading virtually every department in the federal government. He's at least for the time being wearing four hats, although, Sean, it does seem like Miller is now going to be in line for one of those hats. You and I talked about this briefly yesterday, and that does seem to be the buzz. At any rate, here is the good senator.
The idea that you can do that national security component and still lead the diplomatic efforts that are frankly being so undermined by the erratic behavior of Trump, from the tariffs to basically turning our allies into enemies. And I don't know how in any kind of rational way you could do literally two of these jobs, little more than the three or four that he's got assigned at this point.
Yeah, well, of course, it's been done before. Henry Kissinger was the last to do it. He held on two of those jobs. As far as the four hats that Merkel is currently wearing, he does wear Secretary of State, the NSA now, the National Security Advisor. I bet that one's a temporary assignment. And then he also heads USAID, but the intent of the Trump administration is to fold that into Department of State, so that's not really like acquiring a new hat. It's you're acquiring some additional duties for the current hat you're wearing. And the final is what he heads the archives. He is now the chief archivist. That, again, will end up going to somebody who's much more familiar with library science, I suspect, than Marco Rubio, and he'll probably be quite happy to be free of that. Until then, he's going to be designated to somebody else.
Well, but remember who basically was responsible for the Mar-a-Lago raid? That was the National Archivist.
Yeah.
And so I think Trump wanted somebody in there that he thinks he can trust regarding, so this doesn't happen again. And by the way, Senator Grassley and Senator Johnson are now authorizing, taking a look into the investigation into how that whole came down, the Mar-a-Lago raid and the archivist role and so on and so forth. So it's a very important position.
Yeah, for those who have forgotten, one of the wrinkles in the Mar-a-Lago raid is Donald Trump said he was cooperating the entire time. And then they show up with weapons. And basically a SWAT team shows up in the middle of the night, heavily armed, in order to break into Donald Trump's home.
With orders to shoot to kill,
yes,
if necessary. And they went through Melania's underwear drawer and Barron's closet and so on and so forth. This was just an attempt to intimidate and humiliate the president.
Now, this comment from Mark Warner, this is the difference between those folks who are the globalists who want control, they want to keep it closely held, and the Trump administration, which is doing its best, at least so it would appear, to be pretty transparent, even when it's embarrassing to them. They said, no, we're going to be transparent. People get used to this over time. We know it's unusual, but that's the way we're going. Warner took a look at the cabinet meeting that took place. And what happened at this cabinet meeting, because it was open to the media, was people went around the table and said, this is what we're working on, and thank you for the support, Mr. President, blah, blah, blah. Well, Warner says, wow, that's just the same as North Korea.
You could have looked at that cabinet meeting the other day, and you could have taken out Donald Trump's image and put in Kim Jong-un from North Korea, and you could have been the same kind of cabinet meeting where everybody has to go around and pledge allegiance to the great leader. Frankly, it was disgusting and un-American.
I think that's one of the more bizarre comments I've ever heard about something that's pretty pro forma. I think most presidents have done something like this. When you have a cabinet meeting, you're going to open up to the media to observe. You're going to give everybody a chance for just 30 seconds to shine.
Well, first of all, Senator Mark Warner is part of the siloed swamp opposition to President Trump.
Oh, yes.
On the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Again, remember, the intelligence agencies have six or seven ways to screw you till Sunday, as in the words of Chuck Schumer. So Warner is the enemy.
Yeah.
Okay, to MAGA, to freedom. He is a swamp rat. And the fact is, remember the last president, when he held the cabinet meeting, he didn't have...
His wife
ran the whole darn thing.
Yeah. I mean, shades of Woodrow Wilson and his wife, Edith, was it Edith, I believe?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, where she basically ran the Wilson administration for the last 2 years, something that was not widely known at the time. And we found out later on exactly to what degree. Well, we're finding out more quickly this time to what degree the last president was intellectually compromised, being very polite about it. But this whole idea of being open and saying, all right, you, Secretary of Agriculture, what are you doing that's swell right now? Well, it's not, you're not used to this if you have an administration that's very closed. Trump administration, so far at least, is not.
It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A major East Coast airport could see more of the same today. More flight delays and cancellations at Newark Liberty International, result of equipment problems and staffing issues. Canada's newly elected prime minister meets with President Trump today at the White House. They'll likely talk about trade, although Mr. Trump admits he's not sure exactly why Mark Carney is visiting. Instead of the stick, the president's offering a carrot that he hopes will encourage more illegal aliens to voluntarily return to their home countries.
The president says his administration is willing to work with immigrants who voluntarily leave the United States.
What we thought we'd do is a self-deport.
where we're going to pay each one a certain amount of money, and we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from.
He says immigrants who self-deport and leave the U.S. might have a chance to return legally. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the East African nation of Rwanda reportedly being eyed as a potential destination for illegal immigrants who don't leave the U.S. voluntarily.
Rwanda would take illegals from countries that won't accept repatriates, though it's unclear whether it would be seeking financial compensation. The country's foreign minister confirmed with the Rwanda Broadcasting Agency on Sunday that the government is in early talks with the U.S. about the proposal, but did not provide details. Trump border czar Tom Homan acknowledged the administration is trying to hash out agreements with other countries. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Harvard University will receive no new federal grants until it satisfies a series of demands from the Trump administration, including improving management practices and procedures and cracking down on anti-Semitism on campus. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 257 points. NASDAQ futures off 197. S&P futures 43 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today. For a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Your ride towards Annapolis with the normal delay, I-97 southbound, right at the verge at Route 32 and coming down from Benfield Boulevard. So nothing out of the ordinary there. It gets better after the bridge at 178. Perfectly fine between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. So that includes Whitehall Road, Baydale Drive, coming over to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, Roe Boulevard. Everything is good right through there. Eastbound I-70, that wreck is after the bridge at Route 32. Still blocks the left side of the road. Beltway with all the normal delays and our backups at both the Harbor Tunnels. Still beginning southbound 95 and 895 right at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll be dodging raindrops the next couple of days. Just a few showers or a rumble of thunder today, 78. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 77 the high. Scattered showers in the afternoon, Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is fairly pleasant right now. Aberdeen, 64 degrees. Ellicott City, also 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's Bruce Elliott. It's 8:04. Time once again for more news being brought to you on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A Baltimore jury has convicted the suspect charged in a deadly double shooting in the 1200 block of East Street. I'm sorry, that's the 200 block of East Street. Deontay Price was found guilty of first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and other charges in the ghost gun shooting death of 19-year-old Dabra Edwards and the non-fatal shooting of another man in 2023. Price faces a maximum penalty of life plus 80 years when he is sentenced in July. The 16-year-old boy who was pulled from Stony Creek on Saturday has died. A dive team from the Anne Arundel County Fire Department rescued the teen from the water near the 8400 block of Bay Drive in Pasadena. It was taken to Baltimore Washington Medical Center in Glen Burnie, where he was pronounced dead on Monday. Two teens have been arrested for allegedly punching an 82-year-old woman and stealing another woman's car at a community garden in Baltimore. The 16- and 17-year-old suspects were taken into custody following the Saturday robbery. There were also incidents at Dewey's Community Garden in Woodburn Avenue on Monday afternoon. A man says he was working on his garden plot when two teens approached and demanded money at knife point. The man says he used a gardening tool to scare off the would-be robbers. Maryland Democratic Congressional Delegation wants the Trump administration to release the $98 million promised for education funding in the state. Delegation has written a letter to U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon expressing concern about a recent letter that states that modified the time period for states to liquidate obligations under the Education Stabilization Fund. Lottery numbers from last night, pick 3, 418, pick 4, 47, 67, and next, it's Don on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowe. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With a 13-20 record entering tonight's game against the Twins, this season marks the earliest the Orioles have lost their 20th game of the year since 2019. That's the first year of the rebuild under Brandon Hyde and Mike Elias. The Orioles' inability to handle left-handed pitching has played a major role in that start, says GM Elias.
Very frustrating because it's been a major factor. I mean, the numbers are significant. I don't think it's permanent. We had these issues last year, and we brought in some players that, scouting-wise, we believed in against left-handed pitching, but then their track records against left-handed pitching are really, really strong. And
Birds are 2-9 against southpaws this year, hitting just .179 with a .501 OPS off lefties. Easily the worst marks in the majors. 5 days off between series for the Caps as they take on the Hurricanes tonight at Capital One Arena could lead to a bit of rust, but head coach Spencer Carberry said would be a benefit to a guy like 39-year-old Alex Ovechkin.
He would be one guy that the added days off would ideally and most likely benefit.
And finally, the release of Justin Tucker yesterday by the Ravens signals the end of an era, of course, but a closer look at the numbers reveals the Ravens' reliance on a kicker over the years has decreased. In Tucker's first 7 years in the league before Lamar Jackson, the most accurate NFL kicker of all time attempted 39 or more field goals 4 times. In the last 6 years with Jackson, only once. Coming up in 30 minutes, why Mike Tirico missed the Derby. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. And you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, an underground city for elites here in the good old U.S. of A. Is it a thing? Well, someone that used to work for the Bushes says yes. We'll take a look at J.D. Vance, and he's trolling the swamp media. And also, Maryland's home detention system is broken. How the Maryland General Insane Asylum failed our children in this session. Just real important before we get down the path here is that there is a U.S. attorney for D.C. His name is Ed Martin. Ed Martin needs to be confirmed. And right now, Republicans are holding up his confirmation. Ed Martin's been a guest on the show frequently. We've had him on. He was with the Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Foundation for years. Ed Martin's a great guy. He is a MAGA Nation guy. He's a stickler for the rule of law. And right now, they want him out. And so people like Tom Tillis, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitch McConnell are holding up his confirmation. Republicans. And if they don't confirm him tonight, then Judge Boasberg, Obama-appointed judge, will name his interim replacement.
Oh, fine. What could possibly be better for the Trump administration?
So you need to call the Senate Judiciary Committee. I don't have the number. I'll get it before the end of the show. You need to call them and politely urge them to confirm Ed Martin for U.S. District Attorney in D.C. New report out from the Justice Policy Institute points to problems in the current home detention electric monitoring system in Maryland, saying the existing patchwork system still needs improvement. Well, that's a nice way of saying it. Here's retired police sergeant Betsy Smith.
Obviously, the home detention system isn't working well in a lot of areas in the state of Maryland.
Well, how do we know this? Well, the Brooklyn Days Massacre, one of the alleged culprits there on home detention monitoring. Boy, it really worked well there. The Columbia Mall shooter.
Yeah.
They missed just a day before the shooting is when they finally issued a report that this guy was repeatedly violating his home detention system. It should be automatic as soon as it happens. It's not happening. And this report, Jasmine Tyler, the executive director at the Justice Policy Institute, says one of the reasons why is it's a patchwork. It's really just a hodgepodge of systems.
All the counties in Maryland are doing it differently, and that is causing the biggest confusion and challenges for individuals.
So there's no statewide system. Every county determines, they get their own contractor, they make their own rules, they define what is a violation. And Tyler says, just here are a couple examples of how this can go bad.
We've seen places like PG County and St. Mary's County use electronic monitoring heavily, and some other counties like Montgomery and Baltimore County are not using it as much.
Apparently Howard County and Baltimore City also not using it as much or not using it effectively. So here's the question. Who's getting all this money for these contracts for these counties, and who's holding them accountable?
Yeah.
Because obviously they're not doing their jobs. They're not monitoring these people. If they're waiting the day before or waiting too late to notify people of violations, especially the law enforcement.
I'm so tired of hearing stories of so-and-so is wearing an ankle monitor while committing the crime. You'd think somebody might notice that before he got to the liquor store, don't you? 8:13, traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we cleared one problem on I-70, the wreck that was eastbound after the ramp at Route 32. That pretty much got onto the shoulder, but in the backup, and we said before, you have to watch, coming east of Route 97, there's another backup there at Route 97. Looking at the camera here, and that's coming to a stop now on the eastbound side. So this is a secondary accident, the new one right here at Route 97 as you're traveling on I-70 eastbound. So from Woodbine Road up to this point, that's now the new delay. And then once you clear Route 32, things are much better on the inbound side. 695, all the normal delays. JFX has been heavy from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Nothing out of the ordinary. Both the tunnels are still backed up. The normal delays coming south through the city county line, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, scattered showers, thunderstorms possible again today with a high of 78. A threat of storms and rain continue overnight. Tomorrow, pretty much the same at a high of 77. Right now, 63, mostly cloudy in Reisterstown, 65 in Annapolis. And it's time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM once again. It's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. Let's head to the circus for good. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring. As the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And folks, let me preface this by saying it's typical at this time of year for colleges and universities to ask one and sundry politicians, among other things, or artists or famous people, to speak at their commencement addresses. What was the name of this college again? The university? It was
Tougaloo?
Tougaloo University.
In Jackson, Mississippi.
So special. They reached out to one of the more prominent members of the Congress to ask her to please speak to their graduating class. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most smartest ever persons in the entire world, she says, Jasmine Crockett.
Instead of publicly calling us the N-word, they use racist epithets and suggest that we're ghetto or unqualified or diversity hires, even though we're all more, oftentimes than not, more educated and qualified than they are.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. For example, look at yourself, Jazz.
The most educated demographic in this country right now is black women.
I will always be smarter than you.
I am tired of the white tears.
She's so tired of the white tears. The mediocre white boy she decries so often. But let her please give an example of showing off her personal level of intelligence.
The reason that I say that life for me ain't never been no crystal stair, because it's the reality of what it is to be black in America.
The reason for me, then double negative, and then something else I lost track, and then another double negative. Wow, that's one smart cookie.
I would posit the only reason why she got elected to Congress was she's black in America.
Yeah. Well, the reason she ain't no saying that, be that she ain't no way of doing that, huh?
Yeah. So,
okay, Jasmine.
There's more from Jasmine.
God save us all. Jasmine Crockett, get back on the clock or get the hell out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Donald Trump said, this woman is not very high, not very smart. She's definitely a low IQ individual.
Yes, yeah, he did. He did imagine to say that. So imagine our surprise and shock when we find out that we thought maybe there was one contractor for the state.
One would think.
No, every county has its own contractor for home detention and electric monitoring of the thugs. That, of course, they say, well, this is, you know, where electric monitoring presents an appealing alternative to judges and prosecutors who want to limit jail or prison use but seek additional security to ensure public safety. What a crock. What a bunch of bull dookie that is. You're not ensuring public safety. This is not additional security. This is a false sense of security. And Sergeant Betsy Smith says that something's going to have to give here because you are not protecting the public at large.
I think obviously there needs to be changes to the home detention system in the state of Maryland, because there are too many people that are violating home detention, that are committing crimes with that ankle monitor on.
And so the suggestion here is, Bruce, maybe the state should take it over, that the state should have one uniform contractor. But again, when you look at how the state has run DJS,
yeah,
that's been a nightmare. So I don't think the state of Maryland is the answer here.
I think actually hiring somebody who will staff properly and not be the lowest cost provider might be a useful thing to do.
Well, I think it's the county executives and the county councils ought to be held accountable here.
Yeah.
Whether it's Howard Ball and, of course, Howard County, or whether it's the ghost county executive in Baltimore County, again, who is just the interim county executive, yeah. Kathy Klossmeyer. And what about the county council themselves? I mean, again, Baltimore County is not all that great. Howard County is awful. Baltimore City is probably the worst at monitoring this kind of thing. And look, these are tax dollars. They're being spent on these programs to monitor people that are supposed to be kept in their homes on an ankle monitor.
It's such an odd kind of phenomenon. You think about it, that nobody says, okay, I'm going to pave the streets, all those streets and all kinds of potholes, but I'm not going to use very good stuff. I'm going to pay for kind of cheap stuff, so you'll have to do the whole thing again next year or in 18 months. Nobody says that would be a good idea. But in this circumstance, what they're saying is, I want the lowest cost provider who doesn't have enough staff to do the job properly, won't discipline staff if they don't do the job properly, but they won't charge us a whole lot. Which is more important, the pothole in the street or the guy carrying a gun knocking on your front door?
Coming up next, how the Maryland General Insane Asylum failed our children. But first, let me ask you something. How far is your Social Security really going these days? For a lot of homeowners, it's gone before it even hits the bank. Maybe you're still paying a mortgage. Maybe it's a credit cards or just the rising cost of everything. If that sounds familiar, you need to call Mark McVeary, the Verus Mortgage Answers guy. Mark has helped thousands of homeowners, 62 and older, get the money that they need to stay in the home that they love with no required monthly mortgage payment. A reverse mortgage can pay off your existing mortgage and other debts, wiping out monthly payments and putting more money back into your pocket. So without giving up ownership of your home, and the money that you get and you receive is tax-free, by the way. It's safe, federally insured option that puts you in control of how you want to use your money. And best of all, you determine when you want to pay it back. So if your check is going out the door faster than it's coming in, or you're just tired of barely getting by, do yourself a favor. Call my good buddy Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. Comes out to your home. Make sure you fully understand how a reverse mortgage works. That's 410-788-7070. You'll be glad you made the call.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER. And turn what you already have into everything you need.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, there are people on the left who are just very, very upset that a picture with Donald Trump dressed as if he were the Pope circulated at all. They think it's a horrible thing. J.D. Vance has a different view. You'll hear from him coming up after the half-past news right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 8:23. Traffic and weather on The View.
On The View?
Yeah, it's close to it anyway.
Okay.
We're like the male view first thing in the morning.
Can I be Joy Blowhard?
You are indeed Joy Blowhard. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on The Three.
I want to be Joy Blowhard.
Did she leave that show?
Huh?
Did she leave that show?
No.
But she should.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They've been trying to put a lasso around her and get her out of there.
Maybe it was a dream I had. I thought she'd
go. Well, the next time the rodeo comes to town.
Okay.
Yeah. She and Whoopi.
Get the hook.
Who can stay on for 8 seconds? Nobody wants to stay on for
right.
8 seconds.
Moving on.
All right. We're going on. Hoofing right out of here. Eastbound I-70, we still have delays coming in now. The new wreck is near Route 97. We had the wreck earlier after Route 32. This was an accident in the backup, and now we have a delay on I-70 coming in. Exit 76 on I-70 on the eastbound side. Some traffic is moving, but it's very slow right now on the eastbound side. Beltway, we continue with the normal delays. Our backups towards Annapolis still there. It's the usual delay. I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast, showers, thunderstorms, rain for the next several days. Today, 78, rain continues overnight. Tomorrow, rain, 77, rain continuing into Thursday. Right now, cloudy, 64 in Pikesville, and it is 66 in Dundalk. The Maryland General Insane Asylum concluded last month, and they failed our children in a number of areas. One on the, you know, the gender fluidity. So at least that didn't pass. I think it was House Bill 161. We were able to get that defeated or did not make it out. But what about children in schools? There were several bills that were introduced in the past session. One was House Bill 68 by Delegate Mangione. And it stated if a child was being investigated for a violent felony, that child could not attend school in person until the investigation was complete. They would do a virtual classroom. And it was the case of Walter Martinez. Remember the illegal alien?
Mm-hmm.
There was a murder investigation into one of the Marylanders that had been murdered, and they were waiting DNA results. And while they were waiting DNA results, they let him back in the classroom. Putting all of our children at risk. And, of course, that bill died in committee.
Well, it's highly disappointing. First of all, our schools are unsafe.
Yeah, that's Delegate Mangione, of course. And the perpetrator of that, the victim of that crime was Kayla Hamilton. Kayla's mom, who's been a guest on the show before, Tammy Nobles, as you might imagine, is angry that the progressive Marxist Democrats did nothing to protect children like Kayla Hamilton in school.
It makes me angry. You're sitting there putting this monster into high school with other people's children. You're putting children at risk.
Yeah, Delegate Mike Griffith, Harford, Cecil County's introduced House Bill 952. That mandated juvenile sex offenders remain on the juvenile sex offender registry until probation is terminated or the juvenile turns 18, whichever occurs later. And that bill died in committee. The one bill that we thought maybe had a chance was the one sponsored by the Democrat, Delegate Vanessa Atterbury of Howard County, House Bill 1265. Said if a student transferred who was previously arrested and charged with a serious crime known as a reportable offense, the new school must be alerted. And that bill, guess what? It died in committee. Because Maryland progressive Marxists are pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien. So that's left up to now, well, if the legislature won't do it, what about the superintendent of schools, Dr. Kerry Wright?
We want to make sure that our schools are safe, that children are feeling safe, that parents are feeling safe sending their children to school.
Yeah, but how do you do that? Because the ACLU and others were crying, due process, due process. You can't judge someone to be guilty before they've actually been found guilty. So you can't punish a student or you can't keep a student out of class until that student has done something wrong. Okay? And so Dr. Wright saying, look, this is a real conundrum because how do we do this while following the law and protecting the children?
I think we have to abide by the law, and I think that's the part that everybody's struggling with is how do we do that in such a way that guarantees everyone's rights are protected. That, to me, is the part that we need to have further conversation about.
Meanwhile, Bruce, we could have who knows how many illegal alien children or gangbangers that are matriculating in our schools sitting next to our children, to our grandchildren, and who knows, there but for the grace of God go they.
Yeah, and the idea you can do this when you have some of these kids, of course, are way older, physically older, than the kids that surround them. You're kind of a double whammy. You have somebody who is much larger, much more mature in the seventh grade class and the size of a high school junior, because that's roughly how old they're actually supposed to be. And that adds another level of complication.
The Maryland's General Insane Asylum passed nearly 900 bills this year. 900, not one of them protecting our children in schools. Not a single bill. They all let them die in committee. That's why I repeatedly said they are pro-criminal, they are pro-illegal alien, and that is by definition, a threat to the public safety and to the safety of our children in schools.
Here's a question for you. I don't know if this is typical. I meant to look it up during the show, and I just kind of got lost in other things. Is it typical to pass this many bills in one session? If that's the case, do we need that many bills?
We don't.
In this state?
We don't.
Good
in fact,
God.
I've argued for years we don't need 90-day session. We need a 30-day session. Is it Texas or some big state much bigger than ours only has a 30-day session, and they seem to be doing all right.
I mean, the idea that a state our size that's not a brand new state, we have an established basis of law already, needs almost 900 bills passed by their state legislature to address what? What crying needs do we have that require that many bills?
Well, bad things happen. They pass bills that really affect quality of life. Most of the bills are fiscally punitive to Marylanders. And I just think that what they ought to be doing is going in and repealing some of these bills, not passing more of them. All right, coming up next, J.D. Vance trolls the swamp media and an underground city for elites. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. A Maryland Democrat congressional delegation, they want the Trump administration to release the $98 million promised for education funding in the state. The delegation has written a letter to U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon, expressing a concern about a recent letter that states had modified the time period for states to liquidate obligations under the Education Stabilization Fund. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a lawsuit to block the Trump administration from dismantling the Department of Health and Human Services. Brown and 19 other attorneys general filed the lawsuit Monday, saying the firing of thousands of federal health workers and breaking down HHS agencies is illegal, dangerous, and cruel. Yeah, he says by firing health workers, shutting down disease surveillance labs, and slashing critical programs, the administration puts every Marylander at risk. He says the cuts threaten services that save lives, like maternal health care, mental health, and addiction treatment, and cancer screenings. The oldest daughter of murdered Harford County mom Rachel Morin is suing her grandmother and aunt, claiming fraud. 19-year-old Faye McMahon and the fathers of Morin's younger children filed a lawsuit saying they have not received any of the $54,000 raised on GoFundMe to help them after Rachel's death. In addition, the family members claim they have not received money or gifts collected for them by local businesses. The plaintiffs are asking that the court order the defendants to provide a full accounting of the funds that were raised and to award them compensatory and punitive damages. Rachel Morin was murdered, as you well know, on the Monpah Trail, Bel Air, August 2023. Illegal immigrant Victor Martinez Hernandez was convicted of first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping. He will be sentenced in August. 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
But for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
8:33, pick 3, lottery number 418, pick 4, 4767. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Now, new wreck in the median, inner loop, Greenspring Avenue. It looks like heavy damage to the front of one of the vehicles and the rear of the other. But everybody's off to the side. They're in the painted out area to the left side. They're looking at it. We're backed up all the way back to 795. The outer loop, not having too much problem getting around that. But the inner loop delay, pretty significant. The word is now that the eastbound wreck on I-70 at Route 97 may be on the shoulder, but there's still a backup there if you're coming in on I-70 from Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll be dodging raindrops the next couple of days. Just a few showers or a rumble of thunder today, 78. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 77 the high. Scattered showers in the afternoon Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With the release of Justin Tucker, all eyes now turn to Tyler Loop as the Ravens' next kicker. The rookie out of Arizona State with a strong leg, the first ever kicker drafted by the Ravens. On the recommendation of special teams coach Randy Brown, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta on Loop.
I think Randy does a phenomenal job evaluating these kickers. And he came back and he said, really, hey, Eric, there's one guy that I really covet, and it's Loop. And so, I think for us, we've kind of felt like we had to draft him, and it was just a matter of getting the right spot and kind of working the picks and kind of come up with the right combination.
As the Birds and Twins get set for game one tonight of a three-game set in Minnesota, there's been some talk of late on if manager Brandon Hyde has lost the clubhouse. General manager Mike Elias dismissing that suggestion.
When things are going great, and they have at times here, we've had that. And then when we're experiencing failure, it's really important in that job and in my job too to be consistent with your approach, and he's doing that.
The slim left-hander Cade Povich will take the hill tonight for Baltimore, the first pitch at 7:40 in Minneapolis. Last night in baseball, the Yankees took a 3-0 lead into the eighth inning against the Padres, but then an old friend helped out the Birds.
He's batting with the bases loaded here. Two down in the eighth. Machado lines it into left field. That's a base hit. Back to the track of the wall. One run is in. Here comes a second. They will stop. Arrives at third base. Two runs in on the double by Manny Machado.
That call courtesy of MLB. Machado's two-run double put the Padres on the board, and Xander Bogaerts followed with a two-run single. Padres 4, Yankees 3 was the final. Caps and Carolina open their conference semifinal tonight. Puck drops at 7 at the Capital One Arena. Head coach Spencer Carberry on what it takes to get to the Stanley Cup.
Is can we stay with it, and can we impose our will, and can we win a few more puck battles? Can we make a play here or there? Can our special teams outperform theirs? Can all those little things that, as we've talked about, to decide games this time of year when the margins are so thin.
Again, puck drops at 7 tonight as the Caps rock the red. Time now is 8:37 when we return. Why Mike Tirico missed the Derby.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Last-minute replacement had to be found for Mike Tirico on Saturday at the Derby because Tirico suffered from a nut allergy, which basically happened the day before on Friday, and he couldn't make the race. I also suffer from a nut allergy, but it hasn't prevented me from coming in here with you guys.
Yeah. That's the only reason why he did this for us.
That's right. You know? Exactly.
That's it. That's
because
the only
we have
reason.
Two certified nuts in here.
I
thought maybe he was basically empathizing with fellow sports caster, but
no. Just set us up.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well played.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
We'll give
you
that one.
Not to make light of it, but I had to.
Just remember, every once in a while, a blind squirrel does find a nut.
Yeah. A stop clock is right twice
a
day?
Exactly. Thanks, Gary.
Sorry, guys.
8:38, let's go to the phones. Lori in Baltimore. Good morning.
Morning, Lori.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, first of all, and I'm being driven crazy here.
Okay.
Why are we so concerned about the legal rights of these people who entered our country illegally just because they have feet on our soil? Why does that give them rights?
Well, the Constitution says persons. And so that's the legal debate that we are having right now. The Constitution doesn't say citizens. It says persons are to be given due process. But that being said,
we need to fix that.
That being said, we thought we fixed it back in the Immigration Nationalization Act of 1996, passed by a Democrat Congress, signed by Bill Clinton, which they basically created a separate class of illegal aliens who come into this country illegally. They do not get due process. They basically get a deportation hearing and out you go.
Yeah.
That is their due process. And that's exactly what Garcia got. He got twice. Two immigration hearings. So due process, if you look at the phrase, due would denote that you were owed something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we owe anybody anything that's come into this, broke into our country, and violated our laws. Well, other than we show them the door.
What are the posts that has gotten...
fix that?
Well, I think you fix it through legislation and law, then eventually challenge in the courts, Lori. I mean, that's the way the process works. It's slow, it's cumbersome, but I think that is a fight that has to be had. There's a degree to which the Supreme Court's going to be taking a look at this issue in the next handful of weeks, by the way. So
yes.
We'll see how that plays out.
We'll see how the court rules. Lori, thanks for the call and the question. Bill's in Perry Hall. Let's talk about
morning,
Justin
Bill.
Tucker. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, I was going to reverse the conversation to see how that would change things. Suppose Justin Tucker was the accuser, and he accused these 16 women of bothering him. How would that change the idea of who was guilty or not guilty, or what was right or wrong?
There's just no winners in this because the statute had expired. This is not criminal. It's not even civil. This was being tried in the court of public opinion, and that's a hard thing to win, especially if you're a public figure like Justin Tucker. And I just think, I understand why the Ravens did it. I don't agree with it. I think that in this society we should be innocent until proven guilty. And look, it looks like it's pretty damning evidence against him. But you're right. If it was the other way around, would those individuals be given the same consideration?
Right. Would these women lose their careers because of one accusation?
Well, actually, I've been wondering about that, Bill, because it seems to me that there's going to be, I'm thinking undoubtedly, an NFL team who will pick him up because he is an exceptional kicker. Despite these allegations here in this town, I would not be at all surprised if he ends up somewhere else kicking in the NFL this coming season.
How does Deshaun Watson remain as quarterback of the Cleveland Browns after all of the stuff that he went through? But that was the Cleveland Browns organization's decision. Scott is in Kingsville. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, good morning. It floors me how everybody doesn't know how to read. When the Constitution was created, it was created to show the separation from Britain and other places to be our own identity, our autonomy, our own identity. So the Constitution starts out with we the people. It doesn't infer people from outside of the United States of America, people that are not citizens of the United States of America. We the people means the people that are here, the legal citizens of this country of autonomy. So all this defense of foreigners that enter this country illegally and everything else, it's all bogus bull because if anybody can read, it starts out with referencing us as the determining factor of this country.
That also references you have to be a citizen to vote in federal elections. It also references you have to be a natural-born citizen to run for president of the United States.
On and on, right? Yeah. There's all kinds of things. So these people that act
But you do not have to be a natural-born citizen to run for Congress. So there, look, we're a welcoming country, but we do have laws. And one of those laws is you can't, if you don't have borders, if you don't have ways to control immigration, you lose all sovereignty. And I think that's the thing we have to look at. And hopefully the Supreme Court will look at that as well. You can't have 20 million people, or however many it was, be let into this country illegally because you no longer have a country.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Scott. Appreciate it.
We the people.
Yeah. Right. All right, we the people. He's right.
We the people of the United States.
Right.
So that's the important second phrase. phrase there. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the accident on the inner loop at Greenspring is in the median, but the two vehicles are all banged up, and there are a couple of police cars there with them. They're way off into the painted out area. So that's not the problem getting by it, but it's everybody looking at it. And technically, the tail end of this is all the way back towards Liberty Road. So it's Liberty Road, 795, Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue, finally clearing out back up to speed after the ramp at Greenspring Avenue. So that's the reason for that. Parkville side is still slow. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the west side is just crawling, has not even begun to loosen up at all. 795 down to Frederick Road, and then much better south from there towards 95. There are still delays. We're moving traffic, but we're slow southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Scattered showers, thunderstorms possible again today with a high of 78, 67 and cloudy right now in the city, 65 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, this is a very interesting feel good news story, and hopefully it has a happy ending, but we don't know yet. A Florida guy by the name of Doug Hay risked his own life to rescue a drowning bald eagle. The 69-year-old and his wife reside in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, were in their living room. They heard something crash in the lake behind their house. They ran out. They saw one eagle in the water, another circling above. Apparently, the eagles have been fighting, which they do. Immediately, he shed his shirt and sandals, jumped into the water to rescue the drowning bird, which had landed right in the middle of the lake. And apparently there's a 7-foot alligator that lives in the lake as well. So Doug wasn't too worried about the alligator. He wanted to save the eagle. During the rescue, the eagle had grabbed onto Doug's forearm with its talons, but he only sustained minor injuries. He barely made it back to shore. It was a long swim because he was pretty tired. His wife, Diana, was swearing at him during the rescue, urging him not to do it. It wasn't worth it. And he said, quote, "That would be in my head the rest of my life. I couldn't save this bird. I had to do it. Just wanted to get to the eagle and save it. It's our national symbol. It's freedom. It's America." Well, save it he did. Eventually, they nursed the eagle. It had a hole in its chest made by the talon of the other eagle. Mm-hmm. And they repaired it, fed it, nurtured it, and released it back into the wild. He did a very brave thing, but it might have cost him. Because the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act of 1940, you're not even allowed to touch an eagle. You can't touch him. It is illegal to take, possess, sell, purchase, barter, offer to sell, purchase or barter, transport, export or import, at any time or any manner, any bald eagle or any golden eagle, alive or dead, or any part, including feathers, nest, or egg thereof. Penalties can amount to a $100,000 fine or a year in prison and a felony conviction. So far, the authorities have chosen not to charge Doug Hay.
I think they'll prudence here. Just prudence. You know,
he risked his own life to save this eagle. And it wasn't like he was trying to do damage or anything. I think
he should be lauded, not criticized.
Sometimes is the law, the intent of the law as well. It's 8:47. J.D. Vance has some interesting things to say recently about the swamp media.
Well, first of all, you know, you've heard the little kerfuffle about Trump recirculated this meme that had him inserted in the wardrobe of the Pope. Now, first of all, this got me really upset because I thought if this is a bad thing, come Halloween, there are a lot of people who can't wear an awful lot of costumes. Because undoubtedly we're going to be offending somebody by wearing that costume. And, of course, you see a little bit of that in this culture already. But this one, of course, had political overtones to it. J.D. Vance, who is a practicing Roman Catholic, responded to one critic by saying, "I'm a lot more worried about people who are sending American boys off to foreign wars to die than I am about a meme online," which to me is a little bit more sensible kind of perspective on this. But he also pointed out that, among everything else, Donald Trump really likes to troll the swamp media.
He loves to have a good time with the American media, and I really do think that if we take care of business over the next 3 years, we're going to be in a great position politically, whoever ultimately runs as the President of the United States in 2028.
One of the things that's interesting, they noted, and I think it's true, the way this is playing out is Donald Trump sets the priorities for the Republican Party. It is, I mean, it's traditional, actually. If you have a party, a president who is your party, that president's priorities are going to set the agenda for the rest of the party. So that's not all that unusual. What's unusual in this case is reflexively, the Democrats have been walked into a situation where they shall, this is like a commandment written, you know, in bold letters across every single Democrat headquarters, we shall oppose everything Donald Trump does, says, or wants to do. Doesn't matter what it is. If Donald Trump said, you know what, I really like hot dogs, they would come out anti-hot dog within 30 seconds. It's inevitable. So Donald Trump also sets the priorities of the Democrat Party. He lives in their head for free, and all he has to do is say, I think this is a good idea. And without even thinking about it, they're going to say, oh, it's a horrible idea. So he says, I think getting terrorists out of this country is a good idea. Reflexively, they're going to say, oh, no, you can't do that. They need due process or some other excuse. It's all reflexively opposing him.
President AOC, the stuff of nightmares. I think to the extent the Democrats have a leader, Donald J. Trump is the leader of the Democratic
Party.
Because
they're against him.
Because they're just against everything that he does. I mean, who could possibly disagree with rebuilding American manufacturing and ensuring these steelworkers have higher wages and better jobs? But anytime Donald Trump does anything, they have this emotional response. They have to be against it.
Yeah, and he does point out, by the way, that it'd be really nice, Sean, if the Democrats actually had a platform. If they actually had things in which they happen to believe, and we could have an argument on the issues.
According to Vance, the platform is, I hate Trump.
That's right.
Trump's bad. Everything does. And look, it explains why they're so upside down on the 80-20 issues.
Yeah.
Because they know. They know that it's not good politics to support biological males and female sports. They know it.
Yeah, intellectually, you have to understand
that. But they are opposed to it because Donald Trump is for it.
Yeah. Donald Trump says, I believe in having more Americans employed, so we want to bring their jobs home. Oh, no, we don't.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the issue is. They oppose it.
Next up, an amazing story from a Bush administration official in an interview with Tucker Carlson says, we've spent trillions of dollars to build underground cities with the transportation network. Not for us, average Americans, but for the super elites.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
The Rob Carson Show.
Coal and oil and water, they were all placed here by God, and there has to be some sort of serendipitous reason that we were able to discover these elements that were in the earth. They are natural, but it's there for us to use. and there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think that wind and solar are going to cut it, you're going to be sitting in darkness, and they just learned the hard way in España.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up after the top of the hour, of course. Kim Klasick live, coming up right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Still some late banking on 895. I'm looking at the live shot here right at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And then from there, going into the tunnel, just the normal heavy traffic. Everybody is moving into the tunnel from there. Right next door, the southbound side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. See traffic coming out of both the tunnels southbound. That's always good news. A little busy yet, though, as you're coming down the hill from the O'Donnell Street ramp and then through the tunnel. All the lanes are open. The big junction downtown at Camden Yards is clear. The Sky Ramp is a little bit slow from the northbound side of 95 towards 395 downtown. Beltway, yep, Parkville side still slow. The west side, 795 to Frederick Road, trying to get a little bit better. And then keep in mind, there's an accident in the median on the inner loop at Greenspring. They're still looking at it, and you'll still have delays eastbound from Reisterstown Road. When you clear the ramp at Greenspring, you're on your way towards the JFX and over towards 83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Thanks, Chuck. See you tomorrow. And the Weather Channel forecast, wet, scattered showers, thunderstorms today, tonight, tomorrow, 78 today, 77 tomorrow, all the way into Thursday. Mostly cloudy, 67 in Pasadena, 66 in Parkville. Coming up next, Kim Klasick live at 9 o'clock. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good, thanks.
Yeah. All right, the biggest story of the day, obviously Justin Tucker being released. And that's, you know, centered around our question of the day. And that is, do people believe that he was released a little too early, knowing that this investigation is still pending? I don't know. There's so many women that have come forward, supposedly, right?
16, yeah.
Yeah.
What are their names again?
I know. That's the part that's tough, too, about this.
Yeah.
No, there's just no winners in any of the story. Not for Justin Tucker, not for the Ravens, for the league, for these women.
Yeah.
It really, in this society, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
And you're supposed to be able to face your accusers.
And unfortunately, this is the court of public opinion, and it usually goes bad for folks in the court of public opinion.
Yep. Yeah. The only thing I can think of or consider is obviously Baltimore is a small town, right? And so some of these high-end spas, I mean, everybody knows everybody if you're someone that actually goes to these spas. I'm wondering if there are people that are in the Ravens organization that know some of these massage therapists and trust their word on it is the only thing that I can think. Because otherwise, I don't know why you would release him before any of this has come to fruition. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it.
It should be a lively conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Jasmine Crockett just gave a commencement speech.
Oh, I saw. Yeah.
Don't you wish you were as smart as she was? Because she's apparently real smart.
If I went to the HBCU and she was the keynote, I would ask for my money back.
I'd be like, are you kidding?
I went to school for this.
How about if Wes Moore? If Wes Moore was the keynote.
I know. Well, at least he presents well. Yeah.
You know, she is awful. She had a couple of sentences where it's double negative, followed by a double negative,
and then
a missed modifier, followed by another double negative.
Betsy suggested throwing chairs.
Yeah, we know what to do with chairs.
Yeah. Crazy. But it was crazy because she was reading off of a sheet of paper. So I'm like, wait a minute, you actually wrote this?
Yeah.
You know, it was so bad. You wrote this,
then you read it over, and you still... The DJ missed his cue or something because she kind of looked at him like, seriously? That's your cue, dummy?
Yeah.
I'm smarter than you.
So bad. But yes, I saw it. Also, speaking of Governor Wes Moore, I love the fact that Mackenzie Frost and WBFF are looking into his travel expenses.
Yes.
Because I believe this is how we're going to find out if he's really running for 2028. The View, if you want to go on The View, usually you have to be promoting a book or something, and you pay for that spot.
Right.
They don't just call you up normally,
really?
Unless you're actually a candidate running for a certain office. Yeah. So we'll see. If he paid to be booked on The View, then that would be part of PR.
Interesting.
And that would say that he's running in 2028.
All right. Good
Same
catch.
Thing with The Breakfast Club.
Good catch.
Yeah. We'll talk about that as well.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, coming up next. So have you watched the series Paradise on Hulu?
No, I've not yet.
Streaming series. It's about the world comes to an end, but Washington built this underground city so that the super elites, scientists, doctors, elected officials,
Kim Klasick,
could all survive.
Right.
So that we would be completely wiped out. Well, a former Bush administration official, Catherine Austin Fitz, told Tucker Carlson that is in real life going on right now.
But there is a history of near extinction events. And one of the things that I've looked at, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, when between fiscal 1998 and fiscal 2015, there were $21 trillion of undocumentable adjustments in the U.S. government. If you go to our website, missingmoney.salier.com, we have years and years of documentation, including the government financials that show this. And so the question is, where's all this money going? And one of the things I've looked at in the process of looking at where all this money is going is the underground base and city infrastructure and transportation system that's been built.
And I'm sorry?
Yes. So we have built an extraordinary number of underground bases and supposedly transportation systems. Some of these are a record of, some of these are documented as part of the national security infrastructure. I think there are many more.
Wow. She goes on to say, maybe we'll play the rest of it tomorrow, but 170 underground bases all connected with a transportation network here in the United States alone. $21 trillion. That is her claim. Now,
Did somebody mention this if you were on the building crew?
You would think.
170 bases. That's not like two guys hand digging at night.
Right.
You know, you're talking about a lot of personnel.
Yeah. All
a
I
lot
want to know
concrete.
Is, where's the entrance? See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our church. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.